What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Oh, it's my turn. It's Chi.
This is Ray.
And I'm dressed like a blueberry, I noticed.
Shit, Willy Wonka.
I got dressed in the dark, and this is what happened.
You're just now realizing that it's almost 6 o'clock.
No, I just took a shower right now.
Oh, okay.
I was working in the yard like a man.
There's a great Keith Urban song, Blue Ain't Your Color.
Yeah. Blue?
Yeah.
Blue?
If it's all the blue, all the blue in the house, yeah, it's not my color.
I like blue.
Sometimes. All right, well, let's get through the intro here real quick, because we've got our first audio game coming up. But before that, DLGCon 2020. Always want to plug that every episode. So click on the show notes, check it out. It's going to be us, a bunch of our listeners, hanging out at a house in late September this year. Still time to get one of those cheap rooms so you can be a part of this. It's going to be a lot of fun, folks.
Games, lots of games,
yeah.
Board games, fucking, I don't know.
And whoever has a...
What's in your mouth? Who's in my mouth?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. You just turn off all the lights and just guess what's in your mouth. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
And then whoever has the whole bed to himself, just letting you know that I'll probably sneak in when you're asleep. Because I need somewhere to sleep.
And I will not be the Mario of the house anymore. If he breaks shit, if plumbing goes bad, not my responsibility.
I was going to say, I don't know. Well, you can reserve. We're switching the rules up. If you want to reserve something, send me $100. You'll see all the links. And you can tell me what room you want, and then we can reserve that until a later date. A non-refundable, of course. We're going to be putting that into Bitcoin and making 10 times that money. Mm. I don't know. Just making shit up. All right. Interviews are coming back because Bobby is awesome, and he's working super fucking hard. And he's stacking up those interviews. So we got 3 in the can, right, Bobby?
Yep, 3 ready to go. So this Friday is going to be Deep Rock Galactic. So, of course, I'm excited about that. Not only that, but we've got 5 keys to give away, 5 copies of Deep Rock Galactic. So check out our Twitter. If you're not following, then do yourself a favor. Follow us on Twitter, and you will have a chance. If you don't already own this game, I feel like a lot of people in the community already do.
Yep.
But, you know, there's a few of you out there that haven't got on the DRG train.
I played this week for the first time in a long time, and it's one of those things where you come back and you're like, oh, what's this? What's this? What's this? Like,
it's a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he said it in the interview, but coming up, they're resetting the whole perk system, and that's like days away. Mm-hmm. It might even be tomorrow, Tuesday. Or, I'm sorry, Monday. But yeah, so this Friday that's happening. So every single week we're going to try to have a new interview. Lots of good ones coming up. Yeah, and that's it.
And also, this is Ray's last episode.
Yeah,
probably.
So for my last episode, apparently, if you're not on Discord, I'm doing a case challenge with White Claw. So I need to finish all 12 White Claws before the end of the pass. The end of the cast.
I mean, you don't have to.
No, I'm doing it.
Why are the 2 missing?
Because I already drank 2.
He's on his second one.
This is my second one.
Why? My question is, did you drink anything preliminary to opening that case of White Claw?
No.
Did you eat today?
I had a slice of bread with turkey on it.
And I thought he was going to say like half a cow.
And that's it. Yeah, that's it. And then I had...
Luna's poop is exactly your jacket, dude.
Oh, I know, dude.
It's exactly.
Isn't it weird? Like the first day is like black, and then like after that, it's just it just changes colors, like until it becomes real poop.
The doctors are like, "Is it bright yellow?" And we're like, "Yeah." He's like, "Excellent. That's exactly what we're looking for." I was like, "All right."
Yeah,
that's why I came in this hoodie. I wanted to look like her poop.
I got a new Luna poop bag over there. Nice. If you want to show it to the camera
for the audio listeners, we're talking about mustard. Yellow? Is that what we're talking
mustard
about?
Mustard.
Mm-hmm. Best color of the year. Color of the year.
What up? This shit matches my hoodie. What's up, guys?
You can steal that purse. Nobody would ever
Nobody
know.
Nobody even knows I'm wearing it, dude. Yeah. Let me grab my purse. What? You're wearing a purse? No, bro. It's a satchel, you dumbass.
Quick sidebar. Pop Warner. You've heard of that?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Football.
That was a Little guy, league. Right? And he got us a long, long time ago.
OC Madden?
No, Pop Warner was a guy.
Okay.
And he got assigned all the Native Americans, and they wanted to kind of make him American. This is back when, like, there's a bunch of shit. Anyway, the only way he can win with, like, a bunch of small Native Americans versus Harvard, which is all these huge white guys was a bunch of cheating. So they kept cheating different ways. They would cut. They would cut. That's number three.
That's number three.
They would color their.
I'm drinking all the bad flavors first, like the lime, and then I'm going for the ruby fucking. What's it called? The grapefruit. Yeah. And then I'll go for like raspberry and then.
Oh, I'm glad that there's a system. How many coins does each one of them cost?
Bing, 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 three.
Anyway, they used to wear football colored jerseys, so they couldn't tell who was carrying the football.
Oh, that's like awesome.
That. Or they used to sew fucking pockets so they could run without like having to carry the thing. That's why there's so many rules in football, because Pop Warner broke every possible way.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And also steroids. Just what? Kidding.
Not then.
I'm kidding.
All right. So we're going to try some new stuff here on the podcast. And that starts today. We're going to be doing a little audio game with one of our listeners each week. Now, if you want to be a contender in this, then you got to be here for the live show. We record typically Sundays or Mondays, usually Mondays, right?
Yeah, like
Mondays, usually Mondays, 5 o'clock. So if you're here, we're going to pick someone at random, and we're going to play a little audio game. We're going to play a few clips, see if you can guess them, and then also at the end of that, you know, that's all just for fun. You're on the honor system, by the way. You know, no Googling. Come on, guys. But after that, we're going to play you a sound clip.
Our and listeners you're have no honor. Come on.
Probably not. Maybe we'll hear them typing. But we're going to play a sound clip. At the end for a segment called What's in the Bag. And if you guess it, you got a chance to win some money. I think we're starting at $5, but it's going to work up. So if our contestant today doesn't get it, then next week it's going to go up to 10 and so on. So let's get this started here. I believe our first contestant this week is going to be Captain Gummy.
Ooh.
Ooh, we're going right off Captain the bat? Gummy.
We're going right into the game?
We're going straight into the game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, fuck it. Let's go, Gummy.
Yeah, and we're going to have to, our sniper's going to have to move him into chat here. There we go. Gummy, you with us?
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
This was a lot of work for Bobby, dude. He's been working on this all week.
He's trying to talk.
He's trying to talk.
Is he talking?
We tested it right before the show started, so it should work. I don't know what could have gone wrong in between
Gummy's
that.
The one fucking up.
Well, she came in.
Put your dick away, Gummy.
Seriously. Get your mic working. Minecraft or Arma or whatever.
Hey, I got it. Hold on. I'm making it work.
There you go. Okay.
Can we talk a little bit about what we know about Captain Gummy?
Who are you?
Put him through the game.
Who am I? I didn't know you guys brought me in here, to be honest.
His name's actually Patrick Starr.
No idea.
He's on SpongeBob.
Yeah.
He's pink. And eats a lot.
Yeah.
There you go. If you went to DLG, you would have met him. Really nice guy. Best friends with SpongeBob.
Honestly, if I could give him an award for anything at the DLG house, it's best smile. Gummy has an amazing smile.
He does.
Yeah, he really
he's
does.
Always smiling. And then his
for
laugh,
no reason, it's too. Just like, it's probably because he's so high.
It's like, cheers, you just like,
he's just smiling so hard.
He's like, stop. He's like, my mom's watching the episode. Gee, stop. I don't want my mom to know I get high.
Mom, I'm famous. Oh, shit.
So my girlfriend's upstairs, and she just asked me for White Claws, if she can have one. And I'm like, nope. Sorry, babe.
Hi, Gummy.
All right, so Gummy, we're gonna ask you a few questions here. Now, hopefully you are familiar with the podcast and a lot of games, because these are gonna kind of cover quite a bit here. We're gonna start with the first one here called "Who Said That?" So that what you're gonna guess here, I'm gonna give you a quote, and you're gonna guess which one of the casters said that. Now, how long have you been listening to the podcast?
Long time.
Okay, because
let's see,
this could be any caster.
Before there's Twitch, before there's Discord.
Before Chi.
Okay.
Damn, that's right. Enough.
So you know all the casters, even the ones that are no longer here, Chad and Minnie. So, all right.
Yeah.
This one, I think it's kind of a softball one, but here it goes. Which caster said, "I don't watch porn"?
I know Chi does.
Process of elimination. That's good.
Is it out of the four that are here or the previous ones?
Oh, I can't help you, man. I can't help you. Oh, come on, Ray.
Sorry. I don't know. I don't know. Chad and Minnie still counting.
I want to say. I want to say it's Bobby, because he's the
The robot?
The one that's, he seems to be weird about that stuff when it comes to...
Would watching a screw go into a lug nut count as porn? For Bobby? Because...
Well, that's a good guess.
Ray.
It is a good guess.
It's definitely not Ray.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm afraid you are wrong. It was absolutely... Nope, it was Ray. It was Ray.
It was Ray?
Ray claims... Ray claims.
Ray's the one that I would think that would do it the most.
I know, right? That's why the first time I said it on the podcast, I was like, dude, I don't watch porn. That's just fucking boring. I can't jack off to that. It became a thing. Like, when I said it, there was a good 2 weeks of people asking me, you seriously don't watch porn, bro? What's wrong with you? Yeah, that was a thing.
All right, so let's talk about some video games here. Now, this next question is called, which one is that? So what we're going to do is... How to explain this? We're going to take franchises of video games, and we're going to ask you which one was that. So the question is, which Call of Duty game was the first to have zombie mode?
Nobody say anything.
You know that one?
Yeah.
All right, which one was it?
The Call of Duty World of War.
Ooh.
All right, there it is. That is correct. I would not have gotten that one.
Really?
Nor I.
Oh.
Where's the sound buzzer?
Yeah.
For ding, ding, ding.
I'm sorry. There you go.
You get a coin.
A coin. Oh my
God. I've got background music too. I'm supposed to play for the questions.
By the way, with one coin, you could buy two archers or half a pontoon.
With three, you can get a builder. With four, you get a farmer.
Okay. Wait, so this coin is actually translating into real money for Gummy?
No, I don't know how this works.
Yeah, he just made $100.
Oh, these are just questions? Questions?
Yeah, well, he's going to get a chance at the end to guess what's in the bag.
I'm joking. You didn't make $100.
Can I get a... Can I turn this money into a free room at DLG Con?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
We were joking about the money, bro.
Yeah,
calm down.
You can just sleep over at my place again.
Yeah, you can sleep at Cheese again.
All right, so our final question here is, what game is that? We're going to play an audio clip, and I'm going to give you a choice here. Do you want music or do you want a sound effect?
A sound effect?
Okay. All right, I'm going to play a sound effect here, and you're going to tell me what game this is from.
Not that.
Oh, hold
Simpsons,
on.
Barney.
All right, we got some background music going. Can you hear that? Yeah, there we go. All right. All right, what game is this from?
Knocker!
Dude, that's so...
I want to say Street Fighter.
Street Fighter? You know, it does sound like Street Fighter.
Yeah.
You want to hear it again?
Wait, take off the background music.
Yeah, take off the fucking Wii Sports music, whatever that is.
Yeah, it is Wii Sports music. Wii Sports.
It is. All right, here we go.
Damn, that's a hard one, man.
I know that one.
I know it. And because I was actually playing that game the other day, too. Yeah. I still haven't beat it. Oh, damn it. I'm giving hints. It's a little hint. Yeah. It's a little
no,
hint.
No, I don't think that... Well,
no, I don't know. I almost even want to say...
I'll give you a hint.
The boxing game.
I'm going to give you one hint. It's because you're totally off. It's a side-scroller.
Oh, then I don't know it.
Okay, does not play side-scrollers. Okay. That is from... Anyone want to chime in here?
I thought it was Smash Brothers.
I thought it was Smash Brothers.
That's Cuphead, bro.
Oh, dude, that's Cuphead.
Smash Brothers.
Cuphead. Don't
you remember? If it was Smash Bros, you would have known.
Don't you remember Cuphead has like an announcer?
Yeah.
But when you start, that's like Knockout.
Play the Knockout
from Smash Brothers. I've never played Cuphead.
No, it's different.
Is there a Smash Bros Knockout? Because I swear.
I could have sworn.
Shit. I was thinking Smash Bros too.
All announcers pretty much sound the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
that is from Cuphead.
But yeah, that was Cuphead.
All right. Well, you're 1-for-3.
How many questions are there?
Three.
Are we doing the last one?
All right. So you're watching the stream right now, hopefully. Ray, why don't you grab that bag?
Are you watching the stream?
What's in it?
Senor Gami?
Yeah, I'm watching.
All right. Okay. I don't know if looking at the bag is going to help you too much, but we're going to play an audio clip. Ray, you're going to have to move that bag out of my face. Mm. Thank you.
Is there clothes in that bag? It's a Buffalo Exchange bag. I could use that in that case.
Oh, you guys are making this so hard. All right, I'm just going to move the window over here.
You guys didn't get the joke, did you?
She's panties. That
she found her panties.
That's
right.
Solid. Fucking Ray.
Okay, I'm going to play this audio clip that is going to give you a hint. We're going to play the same audio clip every time if people don't get it, but this should give you a hint of what's in the bag. That's it.
That is tough.
That's going to be kind of tough.
What the fuck?
Wait.
You got to listen closely.
Drop the bag.
Sorry. Watch.
And I'm supposed to, so you, that's what's in the bag? Like, is it game related?
Every game ever.
There's a game in there?
All right. That's
yeah,
good.
This is something from a video game.
All right, Ray, you can put it down.
Well, it's gunshots.
Yeah, there you go.
It is a game. So it's a
we
game
have an AR rifle in there. We broke it apart in some pieces.
Why does it smell so bad?
I feel like it. Oh, it's like bag. A shitty the sound
bag,
effect.
The bag smelling. Gunshot. Wait. So that gunshot has to do with this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From where?
Yeah.
That's
if you think about it.
No.
All right, put it down. You're going to give away too much info. We'll
no.
talk about it later.
You're tricking them, you tricksters.
No, that's the exactly actual sound.
I don't know.
Just guess a gun in a game, dude. Or guess something.
I don't even know how to guess this. Like, am I supposed to guess a game? Or
yeah, guess a game.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you can tell a little bit from this particular gun sound. It is tough. But if you listen, let me play it one more time.
I know.
You know what it is, Chi?
Oh, you don't know what's in the bag, huh, Chi?
No, I could tell where the gun sound is.
Oh, wow.
From.
Well, that's the thing, but it's throwing us off because I know what you're thinking.
I exactly know.
And I know what you're thinking.
Oh,
but it's not that.
Is it the Halo one?
Because they all use the
it
same. They all use the same fucking sounds for all their games.
Phone a friend. Phone me.
Phone a friend.
No, it is not.
I'll give you
Halo.
Cheese number on the podcast. Watch.
That's a good guess, though.
Well, the Halo Warhog gun sounds like that too, but at a
I can I guess? Can I guess?
No,
I'm drinking faster. Calm down, bro.
This is something that builds up every week.
Really?
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
What? Yeah.
So next week, someone else is going to get a shot, and they got a chance to win.
Can I call in next week?
Yeah, right. Everybody could do the research between
we'll see.
The weeks.
That's what
we'll
I said.
Find out.
That's what I said.
These
we
keep
will
me a lot
find
of gas.
Out.
I want to rip open that bag. See, my panties are actually in there.
Okay. Well, Gummy, thank you very much for playing.
Thanks for doing this.
Before we let you go, anything you want to say while you got the spotlight?
Not at all, but I'll see you guys on DLG Con.
How about how awesome we are? How about bye, Ray?
Oh, bye, Ray. Yeah.
Fuck you.
What's your best memory Gummy. Of Ray meeting him in person at DLG Con 2019?
Can we talk about that?
No. It depends. It depends how. No. How about? Oh, we shared a bed.
We did.
That's true.
There's stuff that went on in that.
Yeah, Dutch oven like a motherfucker. I destroyed his. I destroyed him. I don't remember this. I don't remember this.
Oh
but
my god, we haven't sold all the rooms yet, so let's.
Okay, oh yeah.
Apparently, I farted all night, and I woke myself up with my own fart, and then I went, "What the fuck, Gummy?" or something like that. I don't know. I don't remember. But,
oh my god. All right, Gummy, we're gonna let you go. Thanks for playing.
All right.
Love you, boo.
All right.
Thank you, Gummy.
So we'll have to record that somewhere. He got one out of three, so I don't know. Maybe we could do something long-term, like, count up all the points from all the different contests and all see right. who got the most.
I'm done with all the shit.
We'll figure it out later.
I'm done with all the shitty limes.
People are definitely going to cheat. There's no way.
Well, on that one, yeah. I mean, that's why we made it super hard.
Are there people that like the lime ones?
I almost want to just Google it right now. Like, it's bugging me. Somebody else is honestly Googling what they think it's from, and then they're going to know the answer. They're going to dial in.
That's what I figured, but we'll see.
Figure out
who cares?
All right.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Did you guys notice that he didn't want to sound preachy because he's been listening since preachy?
I love how
now
like
you're a dad,
actual,
so I'll let it slide. So you can do dad jokes now. That's cool.
I love how I'm an actual bracket in terms of the DLG timeline.
Yeah, that's how most people talk about it.
Preachy.
Oh, shout out to
it's like kind of like BC and AD. You know, there's a timeline for DLG.
Bobby, so we might have a
or after G.
We might have a new longest listener. So Brain Spam, I talked to him briefly. Are we going into highlights? No, we're in.
On the radar.
Okay. Fucking shout out to him because he said he was pre-Chad.
What?
Yeah.
That's like the first two or three months of the podcast.
Yeah. So, but he's,
that guy has seen an evolution.
Yeah. And I was like, dude, like the audio was so bad. He's like, you know, since you know, from then to now, it's for him, it's been slow increments. So it's not that big of a change because there weren't giant jumps, you know, but yeah.
Yeah. Like if you listen to that, like, well, I didn't even know there was pre-Chad, but when you guys, like when it was with Chad and you listen to it now, it's way different. Like that's a huge jump.
Oh yeah,
way,
for
way,
sure.
Way different.
For sure, there was motorcycles in the background and shit. not like a lot. It was a real problem. Motorcycles were a real problem. But anyway, and because it was because of the sound equipment. But anyway, yeah, there's people out there lurking. You know, he's like, I feel like such a lurker. And then as, I was like, I don't know, is that true? Like, how can that be true? And then for the 20 or 30 minutes we were hanging out, he referenced after reference about old ass shit, and I was like.
You know, oh, shit.
You know what's crazy? I had a similar experience with my stream lately. A gentleman by the Twitch name of Official Solston came into my chat room, and any new chat room, any new username, I recognize. I'll call them out. But he came into chat, said hello, and did his follow age, the exclamation mark follow age, and he had me. From the very first day. My anniversary of streaming is more or less 6 years, 9 days. And he, 6'9", lol. And he had me from the first or second day of streaming.
Damn.
And I was freaked out. I was, who are you?
Yeah.
Why haven't you talked to me this entire time? You know, thank you so much. I appreciate you for following me as long as you did. But, like, tell me all about you. I can't believe you followed me for this long.
Yeah.
Turns out, right before he leaves the chat room, he goes, hey, I'm having some life issues. Hopefully, I can catch another one of your streams, but glad to see that you're happy.
Jeez.
Goodbye. So, wow.
And then Kobe Bryant died. That was him.
Oh, goodness.
What the fuck, dude?
Wow.
Too soon?
No, it's on
the news. It's never too soon.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, here's
a shout out to Solston. I hope things are going well, and I hope to catch you my next stream.
You better catch more streams, bro. Fuck.
I better stream more for Solston, honestly.
Seriously.
Let's move on.
Seriously, send him a nude.
That's crazy, though, Chi.
Yeah. It's sad. It's heartbreaking, but
it is weird.
Also at the same time, it's like, wow, thank you for coming forward and saying hello, because he said he's always lurked me this whole time.
Some people, it takes 6 years to say hello.
That's very true.
Well, I'm happy you did. So at least I got to interact with him, and at least I got to know a little bit about his his life and his experience. So
that's so weird.
Yeah.
Before that fateful helicopter crash,
I told him I'm here to talk to him. Fucking A, dude. Oh my God. Can we get a moment of silence? Honestly, just a moment.
It's in the news.
Silence.
We'll get there.
Not just Kobe, but his daughter and the 8 other people on the helicopter. Let's get a moment of silence.
No, my friend sent a video and it showed.
I didn't know them.
And like it was like of the helicopter crash.
Yeah.
But it was like towards the end, and he was like, dude, oh my God, man, he was like, isn't it trippy? We're watching a video and his body's probably still in there and it's on fire.
Oof.
And I'm like, nah, bro, it's more like smoked now. Like, it's weird.
Weird, dude.
Wow. So all right.
Creepy. Anyway, sorry, Bobby.
On the radar, so games that have come to our attention this week. We got quite a few of them. We got a lot this episode.
Temtem!
So, yeah, the first one is Temtem. This game has been all over Steam. People have been talking about it. This is a very popular release. It's on Steam's best-selling. It's
I feel like we all have to play
list.
This game.
I'm tempted. I'll tell you that.
I like that.
Nice.
I really am, because I never got into the Pokemon world at all.
Yeah.
It was like, it must have hit about 3 to 5 years after I was that age, you know? I never got into it. And really feel like...
I was exactly 6th grade when Pokemon was still not in the U.S. and only still in Japan.
Yeah.
And Mexico loves to grab everything from Japan translate it. So I remember I went to some fucking mall, picked up some whatever, and they had those little figures there. And I'm like, that's so cute. And I bought one. It was a Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
And this was sixth grade. I was 10. So you're how much older than me?
I'm 41.
I'm 34. 7 years.
So it's a good amount of time.
Yes. Yeah. So you.
I was already a grown ass.
Yeah.
Was,
if you were in high
I
school,
found pussy before
if you were in high school
out.
Playing Pokemon, you'd be a bitch. Like, what the fuck's wrong with this?
Sure.
And but this game, we should explain. So it is an MMO.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's an MMO, but it's not Pokemon, but it's like Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah. So you go. Well, I assume I haven't looked deeply into this, but I assume you go out into the wild. You collect rare Pokemon. You bring them into town, and you battle other players. So. What potentially I should know more about this, but potentially like it's awesome that it's almost like an MMO PvP, right? So instead of fighting monsters and stuff, which you probably do because you have to beat up a Pokemon in order to capture it, right? So you do that and then you go into town, and I just hope the one thing that I really hope from this is it doesn't have pay to win options in it. You buy the super rare Pokemon and beat everybody up. Hopefully it doesn't have any
of
that.
It's probably just cosmetics.
But anyway, I'm not a huge fan of the way it looks, but I'm glad that somebody made this.
But that's how kind of like Sword looks, you know, Sword and Shield. It kind of looks like that, so it kind of fits the whole thing.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, though. Everyone has always wanted a Pokemon like MMO. Like, it's a thing. And they're actually...
They tried, didn't they?
There's a mod. Like, okay. Not a mod. Well, yeah, I guess it's a mod. Someone made some, like, semi... fucking little from like the Game Boy ones or whatever.
Okay.
And it's pretty cool, but like it's, you know, it's just a bunch of random.
It's just a mod.
It's a mod. So this is it. Like if you want something similar to Pokemon, like here you go.
Yeah.
You can do it now. And it's a fucking full-fledged MMO.
Yeah.
Kids, do you know how freaking lucky you are?
I know.
Yeah.
Really? This is a complete Pokemon rip, dude. But...
Yeah,
beautiful, and it's an MMO. We started with Pokemon Red and Blue, right? Mm-hmm. And we started with Game Boys, probably not even color. And this is what it's transformed into. Now it's not Pokemon itself. What can are you on?
The fights do look awesome. I hadn't seen the fights before.
What can are you on?
Number six.
Six.
Jesus, dude, slow it down.
I thought you told me to hurry up.
No, sorry, I was wrong.
Is okay, amazing. I'm extremely excited to see something like this. I was a huge Pokemon fan growing up, but I'm talking like original Pokemon when there was only 153, 154 if you count Mewtwo or something like that.
It was 151.
151?
With Mewtwo. I mean, with Mew.
Nonetheless.
That was the
OG. Like, wow, and you get, it's like Animal Crossing, you get to make a house, you get to interact with other people, you get to fight them. This is so cool. I would totally play this just to freaking see how far the Pokemon
phenomenon. They stole the idea so much, right? And
I really am not kidding that I'm tempted. Like, I hovered over this for a little bit.
I feel like a lot of the games that, like, the whole, like, Humble Bundle, like, you know, produces.
Yeah. And, how much is this, Bobby?
$34.99, and it is still in early access.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, are you tempted?
For an MMO? No, not really.
Pokemon aspect.
I have no nostalgia for Pokemon. I was a little too old when that came out.
That's what I mean, though. Like, what's the big deal, right?
Yeah, I do understand.
You were like a year older than me.
I played...
the Morty one, right?
I played one of the Pokemon games. It was on Game Boy, but I used whatever adapter you used to use to play Game Boy games on a Super Nintendo. I remember a neighbor of mine was really into Pokemon. It was my buddy that I always gamed with. So he'd come over and he'd play it and he kind of teach me about it. And I'm like, yeah, this is cool, but I just never really got into it. I never got into RPGs back then. Final Fantasy III was like the only RPG I played on the SNES. Mm. A little Chrono Trigger, but that was about
when you say a little Chrono Trigger, you finished it, right?
I've never finished Chrono Trigger. No.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Dude.
Even though I've gone back and played it when it was released on Steam. And
I'm talking 70 hours minimum, I think.
Super Game Boy.
Super Game Boy? Yeah, Super Game Boy. Yeah, the adapter. That and also a little bit of the, they had a customizable card game that I played a little bit of.
Huh. That was official by Nintendo?
Yeah, Super Game Boy.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone
had
Super Game Boy.
So I guess.
And then the Super Nintendo had Super Game Boy, and then 64 had an adapter on the bottom, and that was for the Pokemon Stadium.
Hmm.
Yep.
People are going to freak out about this game.
They are freaking out.
They are freaking out already.
A lot of people buying this game right now. Very popular.
Very, very
have a feeling there's several people on our Discord that are playing it as
I don't know the developer, though. Crema. It's Cream.
Spanish.
In Spanish.
Oh, Immortal Redneck?
Immortal Redneck. There you go.
Okay, now there's a game that I know. Wow. Okay, so this is developed by Crema, and they made Immortal Redneck, which was the action roguelike. So the first-person shooter, very 90s nostalgia, where you are like a redneck shooting up mummies and pyramids and stuff. Or you're a mummy redneck. This game was pretty good. I enjoyed this. It was a lot like Ziggurat, but I did like this game.
Suddenly, Bobby's all in on Temtem.
I mean, that helps, man. That does help. Oh, my God. This game was $4 in June. Okay. All right. Next game, Dwarfheim. So this game is a simulation co-op game. So it's an RTS, 1 to 4 players, but I believe it has a versus mode. It was saying here on the Steam page. So you have 3 other people on your team and you're fighting against 4 other people and like this huge co-op / versus RTS. It's got different races. You know, at first when I looked at this, I was like, hey, it looks like any other RTS or sim game. Like,
I'd be into this.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good. It looks good, but nothing really stood out to me. But then as I started reading about the details of it, I was like, okay, this looks kind of cool, actually. First of all, they got dwarves. You know, you can't go wrong there. We all like dwarves. It's got to be one of the most...
No, we don't. Okay, really? Speak for yourself, please.
Everybody likes dwarves.
Dwarves are gross. Favorite,
my least favorite race of the fantasy races.
Just because
I'm
you
dwarf
guys
racist.
Absolutely love
D-Rock. Except for real dwarves.
You're dwarfist.
Even, like, in Dwarfurious, I don't care if you're listening to this. I think dwarves are gross. They're stubby. They're short.
But there's real dwarves, Chi. It should not be.
I'm talking about
the fantasy
dwarves. Fucking RPG dwarves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm talking, and I didn't even realize that.
But the real ones classic, are short.
Wow.
Stubby. Yeah, dude.
I didn't even fucking realize that in fucking classic WoW, you could be a dwarf rogue because I was like, who the fuck would want to be a dwarf rogue?
No one.
If anything,
gnome dwarves are kind of cute.
I didn't even see any dwarf rogues.
If you think about it.
No one wants to be a fucking dwarf. I don't want to be a fucking dwarf.
I was always a dwarf.
Yeah.
Iron skin was pretty good back in the day, too.
I spit on them.
Bob, I'll back up Bobby. Bobby always picks the dwarf.
Yeah.
I really don't give a shit about dwarves. I don't like dwarves.
I don't mind them.
I am dwarf racist.
It was all about dwarf hunters.
She's WoW. Dwarf furious.
She's dwarf furious.
No, that's an actual guy. He'd be offended.
I know. That's why it is.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
Short stack.
I can click one unsubscriber. Dwarf furious is gone. He's done.
Dwarves are not cool to me. I'm sorry. I really don't care for dwarves or gnomes.
Okay. So this game is not out yet. No release date. They just say when it's done. So here are some of the bullet points that they listed. There is going to be a friend pass with this. So you buy the game, you can have somebody play with you for free.
Nice.
Ranked matchmaking, 4 unique classes, competitive co-op multiplayer, and also a single player campaign. So I don't know. If they do a good job with this would be great. I would totally play this.
Sure.
It's going to be a little hard if it comes out soon because... Reforged, Warcraft 3 Reforged is just right around the corner.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Something to keep an eye on. Pineleaf Studio is the developer.
And then so, the Age of Empires not.
When it says 1 to 4 player, I'm sorry.
Age of Empires 4, I don't think they have a release date. They just had like a teaser trailer.
Okay.
My question is, when it says 1 to 4 player, real-time RTS, it's not like four different nexuses, or is it 4 different people working for one nexus trying to defeat the other team?
I'd assume each person has their own base. That's
so
what
it's
I
just
assume,
like any other RTS then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's just a dwarf RTS. It's not a centralized.
No, I think what's unique about this is that you have a 4v4, which it's never really done. Usually, you have like.
What do you mean it's never really done? In StarCraft, you could set up 4v4s.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. But if that's the way that this game is set up, to where you only have 4 people on each side, then I don't know. That could be unique. It could be good if they do this right.
Okay, I thought it was like 4 people, one nexus, working together to make sure that you can build up a city to destroy the other team. But then every person has their own stake in the matter, rather than... Each one has individual bases. It might as well be any other. RTS, in my opinion, if it's like that, except it's just
maybe, or maybe your feelings for dwarves are kind of clouded.
Honestly, I don't despise.
I see what she's saying.
I don't despise dwarven games just because they have dwarves in the game. Like, I get it.
Dwarves
and
games are ugly.
It's just that I don't. I don't care for them. I don't think they're cooler.
But then again, hey, I like gnomes in Warcraft, and they're awesome.
I don't know. You guys are focusing on the physical appearance.
I know.
Okay, here's the thing. I have never rolled a gnome or a dwarf. I've been human. I've been blood elf. I've been elf. I've been undead. I've been
Asian.
Torn.
You know, Asian.
And yeah, I am Asian. No. The thing is, I just do not prefer to be dwarf or gnome in any game, video game setting at all. At all. And I'm sure other people out there will relate to me and other people want to murder me right now, but I don't care. I just don't have a preference for dwarves, but that doesn't actually change how I feel about this game and its composites. I'm just saying I don't care for dwarves. Like, that's not a selling point for me. Like, the game itself, 4v4, RTS, that's a selling point to me. The fact that it's dwarves doesn't do, it doesn't, if, I mean, like, I have the most limp boner.
Or I feel like 4v4,
Sahara dry over the fucking dwarf effect.
I feel
it,
like
it has no effect.
4v4 was done a lot. Like, obviously, StarCraft has it. Mm-hmm. And, like, the...
Oh, I mean, Warcraft Warhammer, 3, you could
Warhammer had
that.
Those, too.
I don't know, because recently, I feel like a lot of those RTS games, you hardly ever did 4v4.
It was like 3v3, right? Or 2v2.
Well, Warcraft is
there was a Command and Conquer that was 3v3. I forget which one it was. I did 3v3.
It doesn't matter. Let's move on.
Like I said, there's nothing really new about this game, I guess, but it's just something about it looks like it could be good.
It does. It's just like whenever it gets too advanced for me, where you have to like build factories and shit, because I think I saw that in
that's every game ever, dude.
No, but like an actual factor where you have to like, oh wait, or are those roads?
I don't know.
Am I off?
It's a city builder, so most likely.
I don't want to talk about this game anymore.
This game is not.
Let's go.
Let's keep moving.
Move.
Okay.
Fuck this game.
Next game is.
But not really. But maybe.
The Dark Crystal Age of Resistance Tactics.
Yeah, man. So this.
Jim Henson?
Yeah, so this is a turn-based strategy game based off the Dark Crystal. And, of course, they had that new Netflix series that came out recently. Yeah. And I'm very surprised to see a video game based off
kinda
of it.
Kind of weird, but I'm
so
down.
This is Netflix's second video game that they've... so they did this. And
is it from them?
Well, I think they found somebody to do it. You know what I mean? Like, they had an idea, they went and found somebody to do it. And
yeah.
They did it. The same... company made Stranger Things.
Stranger Things 3, which I talked about a couple months ago, I believe.
Yeah. So this is a tactic games a la like Final Fantasy Tactics,
mm-hmm.
Where like elevations in the
space.
Think about like a really small, it's like XCOM, but with like different elevations. I feel like XCOM didn't really have different elevations.
It's more or less grid-based tactics, right?
Yeah, grid-based tactics, yeah. And so this was a breakout hit back in like Super Nintendo days.
I swear it goes from ugly to uglier.
Really? You think it looks bad?
I never like the way these guys look. I don't.
Yeah, because they're puppets.
They're
Sam's
weird.
The same
they're
way.
Creepy.
It's Jim Henson. It's awesome.
Sam hates it too. She's
no,
like, why? Because you can't look at him.
Oh my god! Even the furries look bad. Ew!
They look
like Furbies.
You look like a furry.
I don't like gremlins. I don't like dwarves. I don't
you,
like
you don't
whatever
like
these things
a lot of
are.
Things right now.
I don't like ugly things.
The Dark Crystal was definitely different. Well,
the
I don't
thing
know.
Is,
it's different from the Muppets.
Come on, it's
I feel like
fuck.
The movie was cool. Like the original was cool. The show was just kind of.
Oh,
weird.
You watched it?
Yeah. Well, the original, yeah. The show was good. Like I watched the first episode and I was like, "That's kind
of
weird."
Anyway, tactics games I've always been a fan of. So. I hope this is good. I don't know if it's
you
for
can't
me.
Tell me that's not creepy.
Yeah, they're weird.
They're fucking creepy and weird.
Yeah, and weird is sometimes interesting. Mm-hmm. That's why I think.
But weird
it
and
did
creepy
so well.
And ugly is still are still, you know, appropriate terms of I mean descriptions, adverbs for these things.
It still looks cool though. I think it looks fucking awesome. I actually always liked their fucking look.
Cammy, thanks for the Twitch Prime.
You know what? How about you look up some Dark Crystal?
Camieta?
How about you look up some Dark Crystal porn over there, Ray?
Why?
It probably exists.
I don't like
why?
Porn.
It already makes me him come.
It's like, I don't need the porn. They don't need to be naked.
I don't need no porn, bro.
So this make my is own $20, porn. And it is available for pre-purchase coming out February 4th.
That's a good price point. I think it looks worth it.
Yeah. You know, that's how much the Stranger Things 3 game was. And, you know, that was a very fine game. It was a serviceable game. It wasn't anything amazing. And I don't know if this one is going to be anything incredible either, but you know, hey, if you're really into the Dark Crystal, there's probably not a lot of good options out there for video games.
Right, let me cut in real quick. Did you end up playing Monopoly Slots?
Yes.
How much? And do you like it?
Oh, it's really fun, actually. I'm on enough, but it's loading.
Oh, but like what level you are? I don't think it really matters what level you are.
Yeah, I know.
It's more about like how much you've built.
It's actually cool, because like you started like putting hotels and stuff on everything. It's really neat.
Yeah. So you get more money every
time. It adds more. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it adds more stuff. It adds more to the basic ass login.
Have you wanted to spend money on it?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you?
No. No.
I spent $3.
I got really good at not spending money on shit.
Yeah.
I played.
Wait, what?
No. Hold up.
Within the game.
On mobile games. Yeah. Right, no. Right. Like, because I played. Okay. Clash of Clans.
Yeah.
I don't want to say how much money I spent on Clash of Clans. But Clash of Clans
taught me.
Can you
give me an idea? Was it more or less than your computer?
No, not even that close. But over 100.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Less than 800.
That means $780. That's what I mean.
I spent so much money on Clash of Clans. Such a high. My shit's like the top people, and I was just like kind of like right there, dude. Yeah. Because the thing is, the way I saw it, with Clash of Clans, every week what I would get paid, $20 would go into Clash of Clans. Okay. And that's what I did.
That's fair. $20 a week for something
I played for 3 years.
Damn.
So count it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how much. I just said 800. I can't do that.
Those
are rough numbers.
Those are astronomical numbers. Not, but no. I can't.
Sorry.
3 years, $20.
I've been playing CS for 16 years, and I still haven't put in as much 12? Money as you. If anything, it's paid me. If I sold my knife, it's paid me to play it.
Oh, dude, that's the same thing with the B and Beef. Beef have like miracle accounts where like they just roll a fucking case, and they always get knives. Beef, his first fucking roll, he's like, oh, fine, I'll try it. And he this is Admiral Beef from our Discord.
Were you there?
Yeah, we're watching him. And then he's like, I got a knife. His first fucking roll. And I was
how much
like,
was it worth?
$800.
Oh, my God.
Which one
dude.
Is it?
Just some random fucking knife. Nabi always gets $100, $200, $400, $500 knives.
I gotta look at their inventory.
Gloves. They get gloves. Gloves are hard as fuck to get. They get gloves, they get knives every time. And every time they roll the new cases, they get all the purples or the pinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
Next up, Bobby?
Next up is Coffee Talk. So this is a barista. I guess like a visual novel.
I feel like I'm loving this game.
It looks a lot like those Valhalla bartender games, which was, in my opinion, the only visual novel that was done right.
Sorry, Bobby.
At least that I played. So this Number one seven. Is, let's see, Coffee Talk is a coffee brewing and heart-to-heart talking simulator about listening to fantasy-inspired modern people's problems and helping them by serving up a warm drink or two.
Did anyone ever want to be a barista before? Anywhere? Like, ever?
Wanted to? No.
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 That's like a fallback kind of thing, right?
Really? I don't know. I thought
it was pay the
neat.
Bills kind of thing.
I thought it was kind of neat. Just like make coffee. Like, I thought coffee's gonna be cool.
A bartender, there's something romantic about it.
Yes.
I think. But
yes.
Right?
I never did full bartender.
Do people ever pays my bills.
do people ever like open up to you?
Oh yeah.
Do you like it or dislike that part?
No, I fucking love it. Work doesn't feel like work when you're as a bartender in the right bartending setting.
Yeah.
I've been working where we met, CJ's. I've been there still to this day for over 4 years.
Was Mila
and
here?
Every single day, like I said, I know virtually everybody that walks through the front door by first name, and they don't leave without a hug goodbye. It doesn't feel like work, but I get paid for it.
No, but that's a dive bar thing. That's more of a dive bar thing.
Which is what CJ's is, though.
Yeah. Because,
if you're at a nightclub, you don't get that.
Yeah, you don't even. Yeah,
I would fucking rock a nightclub, too, because I love dancing. I love listening to loud music, getting drunk. And I wouldn't mind, like.
Dressing the part?
Dressing the part. I wouldn't.
I'd be down. Have you seen the, like, if you're at Flux or stuff, the, what the bartenders wear?
Yeah.
Holy shit. It's just bare ass and then something just to, like, kind of cover the nipple. The vagina. And that's it. And just a little bit of the vagina. Full ass. It's amazing. You want to work at Flux? I'm down. Go check.
Can you help me get a job?
I could.
Are you for real?
I know, before you leave.
Well, at Park. Please? I know people at Park.
Sure. Sure. Hit me up.
Well, the owner.
Yeah, let's do it.
On another side note, I just watched...
But you're not naked there. I don't want you to work there.
Sam watches The Office nonstop, right? So I'm like, maybe I can get her to watch some other, like, other sitcom for a little while, you know? Mm-hmm. So I put on Cheers.
Oh.
And I was like, maybe this is still good, because I used to watch it with my parents all the time.
No. Cheers is great.
No, it's not.
It's great.
Cheers is great. Yeah,
it's great. Well, the first four episodes we watched together, they were great. I was laughing out loud, dude. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong when I say everything old sucks.
No, Cheers holds up very well.
Yeah. I don't know how good or bad it gets later, but...
I have never seen past season five. Like, I'm not familiar with the Kirstie Alley Cheers, but...
It kind of plays like a play, like you're watching a stage act, the way that it's set up.
Yeah, it all takes place in the bar.
Yeah, it's all... It feels like a performance. Like,
yeah.
You know, the guy will order a drink and not even take one sip. And he's like, well, it's time for us to go. It's exactly like a play, but it doesn't matter because it's for your entertainment, right?
Yeah.
So you just got to, like, suspend your disability and just let the play out.
Yeah, I get it.
And, dude, just check it out. If you're ever bored, just watch the first
episode. I did, actually. But this was, like, a good 3 years ago because Leon used to be, one of my good friends used to love Cheers.
Oh.
And he was like, dude, let's put on some episodes. I forgot what, you know, streaming service he used. And I started watching, and I was like, I am bored as fuck. So for me, it wasn't working for me. So that's why I'm like, no. Yeah.
Maybe because we started on 1-1. I don't know. It's on Netflix, though.
No, I started, like, whatever episode he was watching on. So.
Ted Danson was such a fucking stud, dude. Damn.
Yeah. No homo.
All right, last game is Snakey Bus.
This is hilarious. If you ever put Snake on your Nokia phone.
Way back when.
It's not that. It's way better.
Ray, you're in trouble, I think.
I think I'm in trouble because she wants my white claws, and I don't want her to have my white claws. Baby, just drop that. You want to say hi? No?
Hi. No.
All right, bye.
So, it's that, but like in a 3D city.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're... buses that are also snake-like are flying all through the buildings, and you're trying not to hit your other snaky buses.
And it's like,
I don't know.
So the only thing I don't know about this game is like what level, how far can you get? Because like there has to be like a level cap. Not actual level. I mean like how high you can go. Like
oh, high cap.
Because if not, you know, fuck it. I'll fly to space every time. And
you're talking about height.
Yeah, height. Yeah.
This is a beautiful game.
Oh shit, that goes high.
It's cool, right? Oh, they even have like MC Escher type levels.
That's cool.
Yeah.
This game is only $250 right now on the sale.
And it's all first person mode, which is really cool.
Yeah, they have one. Yeah, so you could see from that angle.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this looks cool, man.
This is
for $2.50.
Exactly.
I was like, Bobby, it's bought.
It's one of those games.
It's almost like, it seems like you're very, when it says Snakey Bus, you're the longest, you're a perpetually growing bus.
Snakey Butt.
And it's almost like Katamari Damachi, where it's a giant city or setting. And then
Katamari over here.
And then you're not necessarily picking shit up like in Katamari, but you're just maneuvering around everywhere. And
it's Snake.
Yeah, it's Snake.
It's Snake, but in a full-on fucking 3D world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And it looks fun as fuck. For $250, you can just kill some time on that shit. You know, Stovetop, what's
$250?
Up? Hook it up.
That'd Sniper, get these guys
really
on the phone.
Good, yeah, get these guys on the phone.
That would be a really good time killer.
Yeah, that, dude, and sometimes you just need that. There's so many time killer games I have on, and I just, like, on my fucking
Can you imagine,
library.
Like, loading one of those, like, getting being a passenger, and he's like, back of the bus.
No, I don't imagine
And
that.
It's the Snakey Bus. You have to go all
you
the way to the back
there.
Of the Snakey Bus.
Nope. Never imagined
Take
that.
Take a lifetime.
Never imagined that. I've never imagined that.
No, can you imagine that?
Can we get to the
can
highlights?
Can you imagine?
So highlights works for everybody?
Let's go. Sundered.
All right.
Whatever it's called, Bubba, you do it better.
So Yeah, let's talk about games that we have been playing here. I played Sundered Eldritch Edition. This game is actually was free on the Epic Store, so that's where I picked it up and played it. And this game is good. It's not. It's one of those games that doesn't do anything that differently, but what it does so well. It reminds me a lot of Rogue Legacy. So it's a Metroidvania roguelike 2D platformer. Unlike Rogue Legacy, where you're mostly kind of working your way in certain directions, this one you start in the middle and you kind of work your way out.
That's cool. And especially for a Metroidvania. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And it tells you in the hints, because I kept running into a wall, kept dying at this certain point, and eventually a game hint came up and said, you know, your progress should not be linear. So then I just went a different route and was very successful going that way. But you go out there, you kill a bunch of monsters, you fight mini bosses, you find treasure, you unlock abilities, then you die and you go back to the base and you get to spend all those points on upgrades.
It's beautiful.
And you get more powerful, you go out there, you do the same thing again, but you get even further. You know, it's that tried and true roguelike formula with this game. The graphics are good. The graphics are, I'm not even sure how to describe them. They're cartoony, but
to me, it looks like a mix of 3D graphics and 2D art. Is that right?
A little bit. It didn't really cross me as 3D that much, but it's definitely 2D, but not. I can't think of any game to really compare it to. It's just the graphics, they look good. I'll tell you what does stand out to me for some weird reason is the font that they use in this game. It's a very tall, thin one, looks very elegant. I like the font. I'm kind of particular about my fonts. You know, I'm working with graphic design and videos so much. I'm always looking for good fonts, and I feel like those tall, thin ones are very in vogue right now. Like Railway, that's a popular one you see a lot these days. That's kind of what the font looks like that they use here. They showed it at the end of the video. Let me see if I go back to the first video and you can see it.
Nobody else cares about the font, Bobby.
The font? Hey, man, this is... Maybe I'll save it for my
It's half the font.
Podcast. Yeah. My font podcast.
But no, I font can talk. See that.
Welcome back to Fontcast.
Font talk. I mean, come on. Like, everyone's got an opinion on font. What's your favorite font? Times New Roman, Comic Sans.
There's a font that's called Girl on Fire that I use quite often.
Girl on Fire?
Yeah. It's just a very simple...
Check it out. Let's check out everybody's favorite.
Girl on Fire. Oh, it's an Alicia Keys song. You're going to have to put font, dude. Which is also very good. But yeah, it's called KG Girl on Fire, and it's just simple.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it looks very handwritten, kind of scribbled. Okay.
Girly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeez.
I feel like the default one these days is Helvetica, which I'm not really a big fan of, but you know, it's nice and legible. But I find myself using Tahoma a lot, and then Babas, BEBAS. I think like all our DLG stuff is in that font.
Oh, in that case, I like that one.
Yeah.
I can't name one.
That's a good one. It's kind of a big blocky one, but it's still kind of tall and thin, so you can fit a lot of text in a small area.
Bobby, have you seen the SNL sketch about them using the Avatar font? How he did it?
No.
So the font for Avatar is like one of the most common fonts ever. And it's about, I believe it's Matt Damon. And he's obsessed with finding out. There it is, Papyrus.
Papyrus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not Matt Damon. It's that guy, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ryan Gosling. Yeah. Friggin' Gosling.
So he's like outside the guy's house that set up the Papyrus font for.
Stop.
This is one of the biggest.
You don't need that.
I found a cupcake, and it's. Oh like Oreos.
It's one of the biggest movies of all time. And he just right-clicked and went down to Papyrus, and then that was done.
Oh, my gosh, and that's a whole bit.
Yeah. Anyway, this game looks great.
Yeah, it's a good game, and I think you, liking roguelikes, would definitely enjoy it. I mean, if you liked Rogue Legacy, this game is just like that, but kind of a newer version. I do like how it has abilities, though, that you can equip. So in addition to adding all these like upgrades, like more armor, more health, more damage, you can collect these different like perks and equip different ones, and you can change those depending on what you want to do. So you can equip perks that help
number
you
eight
with getting no,
Chief,
further
you can't have any. I need to finish them all by myself.
that can help you with getting further in the game, or you can choose perks that help you get more of the currency. Like if you're going on a run just to like get a whole bunch of currency, then you can build
for that towards, run.
Yeah, for that run.
So you can make a build per run.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, you don't even have to die, actually. You can actually return to the base.
I'm just saying that's cool. I have no fucking clue. Yeah, that's cool. That's dope, bro. Yeah, fuck yeah.
It really is.
So, though. I mean, for free, this game is, what, $20 on Steam? It's probably on sale right now. Yeah, it's usually $20, $5 right now on Steam for the sale. Yeah. But getting it free on the Epic Game Store, like, that's a steal right there. If you picked it up, I'd definitely recommend playing it. If you know,
it does look good, though.
I don't play a lot of roguelikes, so anytime that I do, I'm always kind of very impressed with them. So,
is it still free? Bobby?
No, right now the bridge is the free.
Still, $5 is almost free.
Yeah, you guys, it's not too bad.
Like I don't know. I always felt that we should have had a segment that was like, which game is free this week?
Mm.
Every week would be cool.
It's funny because you don't get an opinion anymore.
God damn! I do right now.
So there's the font right.
Think about it, guys. Free games, the free game of the week.
That's
like
really
honestly,
cool.
Like that'd be cool.
Yeah.
The free game
PC
of the
Gamer
week.
PC Gamer has one. Yeah. It's like once a month. It's like the 5 free games you should try this month. Or
yeah,
something like
yeah,
that.
Totally. Because like, dude, a lot of like my library is fucking filled with so many free games.
Yeah, that you don't good. Play.
All right. So yeah,
Shadow Master's on, bro. And then Jufer is on there.
Thank you, bro. Love you.
They're not here for you.
Nah, fuck those guys. And I remember me, fuck this.
They should be here. It's Ray's last episode. This is a big
Bobby,
deal.
Bobby, Ray, do you want to talk about Untitled Goose Game?
Enough. Untitled Goose Game. It's a game about a goose. Moving on. No, I'm joking. It's actually that one game where you just want to... Okay, first of all, it's fucked up because there's no coins. So I wanted to pay some fucking coins.
What but, is the gonna do?
This is the point? Game. This is okay. This is the streaming game where you want to be funny because there's you want that goose to fuck shit up because that's the whole thing. It's like, first of all,
oh shit, that sneaky beaky.
Remember this game?
No, he just came out of the bushes. I had
yes,
no idea.
Yes,
he totally
yes.
camoed with
this
the,
game
the
is
daffodils.
Fucking
there's
hilarious.
My clothes.
That he, see, the goose stole all your shit.
The Untitled Goose stole all of my fucking clothes from my laundry room.
So this game is actually free on Xbox Game Pass. Well, it's not really free, but it's on Xbox Game Pass on Xbox. So you can actually buy this game on the Epic Store. Buy it on Steam, I believe. It's on Steam, too. But it's on Steam later on 2020. But it's on the Epic Store for $19.99. Or if you have Xbox Game Pass and have an Xbox, it's on that on your Xbox. The game's actually really simple. The game starts off, gives you a tutorial for like 5 minutes where you just walk through and tells you all the moves that the goose does. And then once you get to the first location, which is a farmer's... I mean, there's like this guy, like a gardener. Then you fucking cause some ruckus. It's all fucking like, it's just messing up this guy's life. So you press one of the buttons, and because depending on what you're playing on, it's always different. You bring up a list, and it tells you, steal the gardener's hat, steal the radio, may have a picnic. And every time you do something, it crosses it off the list, and it's like a notebook. It is fucking hilarious. Like, that's I awesome. Wish I was streaming this shit, but I'm playing it on the Xbox. It's cause, like, I don't want to pay $20 for it, but after I played like 3 areas of it,
mm-hmm.
it's totally worth $19.99. It's hilarious, especially if you want to stream it for your, you know, for your people.
Yeah, it's adorable.
But it's a fucking dope ass fucking puzzle
the
game.
Way
it's hilarious.
The way he's running around the garden.
Oh my god, I would love.
Chase reminds me of that one moment in Majora's Mask where you first encounter Hyrule
okay.
Castle.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to go around the guards.
Mm-hmm.
And but this one, it's a lot more jovial,
no.
mischief.
I was and I being, like it. I was being a fucked up goose. I was like,
did you get into his liquor cabinet?
No, no. So like, for instance. Like, I just threw the mic into my mouth. It's weird. I feel violated.
Play a little audio from this series.
Go for it. The music's hilarious, dude. Because whenever you're doing something mischievous, the music starts. which is the best part. So like it's just kind of quiet ambience, like ambient sounds, but then you steal the guy's shovel and then it's like ding 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 ding. It's so fucking funny. And just controlling the goose is hilarious. It's just like standing in front of the guy in the first fucking little area, standing in front of the little farmer.
It's kind
of
loud.
You're fucking with him. It's just I would love to be like steal his hat, so, run away, drop it on the ground, keep staring at him. And then when he looks at me, I just bring out my wings, because you can control the goose's wings and just be like,
yeah,
what's up, bro? Let's go. Let's go.
So Goose is ultimate troll. Is that what you're saying?
He is the ultimate troll. It's fucking hilarious.
Why won't the gardener just kick him? He is definitely in like physical abuse range.
So when you have a picnic, when the first part, you have to grab all the items all over the place and just bring them into this little picnic, blanket. It is hilarious because you have to steal everything. And this is the beginning of the game. There's the farmer chasing you for everything. Later on, it gets more advanced, a little better. It's a super fun game. You just totally stream this. It's hilarious.
I totally get it because geese are the fucking worst. Coming from born and raised Minnesota, the closest park to my home was called Goose Egg Park. Uh-huh. And I lived next to a man-made heated during the winter lake.
Yeah.
So geese live there year long.
Okay.
And one of my childhood pastimes was feeding the geese.
Okay.
Whether it was stale bread or the kernels that they supply at the park. Mm-hmm. Geese are assholes, dude. They shit everywhere.
We've all seen those.
They come at
YouTube
you full
videos.
Throttle. Like, they come at you full blast if you have any.
Yeah, they give no fucks. So the funniest thing about this is just like being, you have to feel, you have to be the goose. You have to. You have to, because, dude, the best feeling is stealing. It's like, there's a part where you have to make, like, in the very beginning, you have to make the farmer come turn off the water. You walk up and you to the water hose, you turn it off. You turn on. He runs over from the fucking, and then right before he's about to turn it off, you turn it back. You turn it off and you just look at him. And then he walks away like a second, you turn it back on. And before he touches it, you turn it off. So it's like, you're that goose.
You're trying to manipulate him.
Yeah, it's fucking funny, man. Though it's just like, if you were streaming this and you were like acting it out.
Yeah.
And just like, because I was like laying down on my bed because I was playing this on the Xbox because it's free on the Xbox store. Well, no, it's Xbox Game Pass. On the actual Xbox, you can play it. On PC, you can't play it yet.
Mm.
But you can buy it on the Epic Store. Just saying. Mm-hmm. But it was just funny. Like, I was like, yeah, take that, bitch. And I was like, oh, no one's watching me stream right now because I'm on the Xbox. But it was
like
just
a very
funny.
Good
it's a
game.
Great fucking stream-friendly game, dude. If you can act it out, what the goose is doing. But then again, just watching the goose do it is fucking hilarious. And it gets hard. It's a great puzzle. It's an amazing puzzle game. It's super great.
Is it one of these things where you get to the like later level? Well, did you get to a later level?
Yeah. I got to the fourth, actually.
I feel like a game like this, you just start fucking with shit to see what it does.
Yes.
Until you figure out the order operation.
Yeah, because there was like for when you're holding the Xbox controller, you press the select key, if you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
And it'll bring up the notebook. And the notebook, it has all these tasks. Like, do this, blah, 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 whatever. And every time you finish one, it crosses it out. But there's time where, like, you would read them and you'd be like, what the fuck is it talking about? Like, how do I do that? How do I make him drop
what
a hat?
What is it, like a note? What do you mean? Like, what would
there's
it
a notebook.
Right, got it.
And it has, like, and that's it. And
note.
And it'll tell you, make the farmer drop his hat.
Oh, okay.
And you're like, okay, how the fuck do I do that? So you start doing everything. The way I did it was drop a carrot. I mean, I grabbed the tulip from the farm, from the
what?
The tulip.
Okay.
I said it right. Fuck you. That tulip. And I grabbed it. And when he was like ducking to like put it back, I just grabbed his hat and ran away. But it's super funny because like the first time I did it, all you have to do is grab his hat and run away and then wait a second. And then you get the accomplishment. I grabbed it and I just looked at the fucking farmer like, I have your hat, bitch. But it was funny. Like, if you're streaming it and you act it out, it's fucking gold, man. It's super. There's so much comedy in this game where, like, if you're streaming this and you want to be like a streamer and you have like a little following, amazing game.
We knew right away because The little bit of gameplay that we saw, we were like, this is the cutest thing ever.
It's super cute, and that goose is the biggest fucking troll in the world, dude. This game is gold. And honestly, I'm on the third or fourth, because I beat the last one, so I'm on the fourth one. I don't know how long the fourth one is, so I can't say how long the game really is. I don't know how long to beat. Sorry, White Claw's making me burp a lot.
Four of...
Yeah, 3 hours. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm surprised you didn't finish it.
Oh, because I was being a dick.
Yeah.
I was
fucking with people.
Yes. It's the thing is, it's 3 hours if you just go, okay, let me just finish the list. You know, list, done, whatever. But it's hilarious. It's super fucking funny, man. It's just... I honestly think it's worth the $19.99.
Damn, Nicole's talking mad shit about you, Ray. Gave a bunch of bits and says, one guy in the podcast, Yellow, looks like a local bum by the liquor store, the street down by my house.
What?
Why is it me?
Well, because you're in Yellow, right?
Oh, yeah, Yellow looks like a local bum by the liquor store. Oh, thank you, Nicole, 310.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
I won't do the other one. All right.
He wasn't with me, man. We stopped by the liquor store. There was just some dude rambling about a goose game. We said, you want to be on a podcast, dude? But thank you, Drillbit, for that subscription. 5 months. Getting up there.
I have a friend, Nicole. If it's you, you're such a bitch.
I guess you could pick up anyone from the street and put them on a podcast.
All right. So Untitled Goose Game sounds like a hit. Has yet to appear on Steam, though. So they said late 2020, yet it's already on Epic Store. What's up with that?
It was an Epic Store, like, steal, pretty much.
Yeah.
They knew it was happening.
Chia, you going to stream this?
You're eating my cupcake for later that will absorb the alcohol so I can finish all 12 White Claws. Don't fucking throw it in my face. I hate you. No, don't. Bobby Roman arms. Come on, give me some trombone. I'm kidding. No, fuck you, love. No, that's for later.
Ray's defense was trying to invoke Bobby's robot arms. Yeah. That is awesome. That is awesome.
Did you see Bobby me like robot. Totally goosing Ray just now?
Okay. I'll go next.
Worst goose nightmare.
So I talked to Chad and he was like, dude, let's play. We got to make time. So we made time. And he said,
who is Nicole? Nicole loving cheese butt.
Yeah. He said,
who doesn't? I love my butt.
Say? I love your butt.
I love my butt.
I mean, I don't. Alana, sorry.
He said, oh, because we've been trying to play for 2 weeks, and then finally he's like, dude, I really want to take a look at this Darksiders game. So we each bought it for $30 and started playing it.
What is it? What did you play?
Well, we covered it last week. It's, you know, kind of a Diablo clone, but it's made in the Darksiders theme and universe.
Okay.
That's really cool.
It is.
Darksiders Genesis.
Very cool looking. I would say the only thing that this game has going for it is its style. I mean, the art, the graphics, everything is really top notch. As far as being fun and how well the game was fleshed out, there was a lot of, like, the movement of your characters was pretty buggy. There's different levels. So, like, if you're playing Diablo, pretty much there's only one plane, right? In this game, there's, like, they try to do different levels. Just all that means is that I'm a little bit higher than this guy at this point, and it just meant.
I thought that was funny.
Why is there stuff over there that
is that
there?
Alana? No, is Alana's Twitch name Nicole 310?
I doubt it. The guy in the yellow has a skinny Winnie. I don't, but that's funny. That's cute. It's more like a tuna can, so it's not that big. It's not that long, but it's like fat as fuck. Joking, it's not even like
it might
that.
Be skinny, but it sure is short.
Not really.
Have you seen a dwarf? Now imagine it as a penis.
No, it's way bigger than that. I like Nicole. She's hilarious. Or he. I don't know.
I don't know. We've made a strong 70 cents from her so far.
Oh,
so.
Fuck yeah. Keep it coming. At the very end, you get a dick pic. Let's go. And I'll show you how big it really is. Sorry, Bobby. Bobby's the only one that gets mad.
So, again, like, tons of fucking style and... But the grace. No grace. Like, it looks fucking super cool. I'm talking about, like, comic book level art, especially in the
Darkstars has always been known for its beautiful artwork.
For sure. And I feel, and it's getting pretty good reviews. It's like in the 70s,
80s. Back in its day, it was kind of...
I always thought it was just like some random ass fucking game.
No, it always did.
Back in its day, it definitely set.
Every time I would always see any Darkstars game with like one or two,
beautiful.
I was always like, eh.
Well, the graphics in Dark Souls suck. It's amazing. It's an amazing game.
But Dark Souls dope.
But yeah, but like I remember playing Demon's Souls, and I was impressed by everything. But graphics were kind of lackluster.
So it's kind of the opposite here. Great graphics, great art, great style. But man, we were
kind of like the original Destiny equation, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Like I brought up Roadhouse because Roadhouse is unintentionally funny.
Patrick Swayze.
Like, it's a terrible, terrible movie, but it's good because how
bad. It's an amazing movie.
It's actually a pretty good movie.
It's a great movie. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I will defend Roadhouse here.
Dude.
I recently watched
fuck
it.
Fuck you.
Like, in the last 6 months, and I'm like, Roadhouse. This movie holds up.
If I watch it, I laugh. Okay. Not when the writers wanted me to laugh. Like, I'm laughing at it, not with
dude,
it.
Dude, on right? Twitch, come on, guys. Give some love to Roadhouse. So
that's
right
how this
come
game
on.
Is. Chad and I were laughing at the game, how bad the design was at certain points. Mm-hmm. And we returned it. We both returned it. It wasn't worth the $30. We ended up playing Rescue Rain 2, which we had a good time with. Hmm. Who is next? Oh, but it's, you know, it's getting very positive reviews, so maybe we're crazy. But, you know, he works in the game industry, so he was seeing big holes. And at the same time, he got caught in the geometry like 2 or 3 times, like in within 2 hours. Is that acceptable? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Yeah.
So that's a no on Darksiders Genesis.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. So yesterday, I went to a LAN. Can't remember the last time I've done that.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
You didn't tell any of
you
us.
Went you, out, you went out in public?
You talked about
you
it.
You went out in public, Bobby?
Any of us either.
You went out in public? You spoke
I
to people?
I mentioned
he
this.
Talked about it on the podcast.
But
it was the one where it was just me and you, Bobby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's helpful.
So you guys remember Derek. He was on the podcast maybe a year or so ago.
Wait, Derek didn't hit me up? Neither of you guys
He wasn't here at this particular LAN. But this was at the same place that he has helped host these LAN parties before. Mm-hmm. So every 2 weeks, this guy does it. It's down in Bonita, not too far from here. Kind of a drive for me.
The LAN here?
Every other week,
In Bonita.
Where?
Yeah, every 2 weeks. Bonita, I don't know that area very well, so I don't know. Somewhere in Bonita.
Right, it's kind of funny because this guy, Derek, came on right before you started on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And then he...
Fuck that guy.
I'm joking.
He was on here once.
I'm joking.
And he does they do a yearly big LAN.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I remember.
And then the house
and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I was gone when that happened.
So, Bobby went through.
Well, this wasn't the yearly big one. This is kind of the small one that this guy does every 2 weeks.
The small orgy, not the big orgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But
where was my invite? You know I love this shit.
Who was naked?
I revel on this.
Was everyone naked?
No.
Imagine a naked LAN. That'd be so dope.
Nabi,
grab beef and grab Daniel. We're going to go out because Ray can't go out.
What do you mean? I can try.
So, yeah, I thought I'd check it out. It was a fun experience. Boop. We played a bunch of older games. There were a lot of new people other than me, which was kind of nice. So I didn't feel like kind of the odd man out here. He posted this in a Discord group that I'm a part of. It's like Twitch San Diego. So it's a lot of streamers that are local here. And I thought, this might be a good opportunity to meet some people and that are local, that are into PC gaming. And I didn't get to talk as much as I would have liked, but we did a lot of gaming and we went through, Call of Duty.
Setting?
So this guy has kind of set up his entire garage as a LAN center. He's put out like all these cool flashing lights. You know, it's kind of decorated a little bit, but it's still a garage. He has put I'm actually authentically
upset you didn't invite me. Give me that cupcake. That's meant for Bobby now.
I don't know. I thought I brought it up, and I don't know. I usually people aren't. What is it? Way too many calories for me.
Well, gee, you weren't on the episode, and you didn't listen to the episode, so.
Oh, yeah. I don't have time. I didn't have time to make it on the episode. I definitely didn't have time to listen.
Next time I go, we can check it out together. But it was a good time. So we played Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4. So the way that this guy had it all set up, he's got all these computers, and he's got a bunch of cracked copies of games on them, and he runs it locally. So
that's probably legal.
Well, no. See, here's the thing, dude. Yeah. Like it actually works very well. I thought we were all going to get on there, and then I was going to log into my Steam account. We're all going to play like whatever.
Right.
But then you run into people like, oh, I don't have that game. Right, oh, I don't have that one installed. So what he had done is he had preloaded a ton of games, but they're all cracked copies. And like Modern Warfare 4, the original Halo. And then he runs a local server off of like some big powerful computer. And then we all play on that. So it was an actual LAN. It wasn't like, hey, eight of us are going to jump into TF2 and try to get on the same team. It was like, only people at the LAN were playing with and against each other. Nobody online.
It's a real LAN.
Now, yeah, it was a real LAN. Now, which I have not experienced in so long. So it was very cool.
And now when Bobby goes to these LANs, he actually rented himself as the powerful server. He just plugged in and just beep, boop, beep.
He put it in his butt.
Right.
There you go. But full LAN.
Bobby, any technical issues?
No, the only thing we had to wait on is some people brought their own computers and he had to load those copies onto their computer. So that took a little bit of time, but it was fine. They just hopped on another computer and we played something else until they were ready.
Sick.
So yeah, it really, cause that's a problem with these LANs. Like you have to wait for and work through any little issues, but the way that he had it set up, it was all good to go. You could tell that he had a lot of experience doing this.
Was it a full house?
Yeah, we had about like 16 or 17 people in a garage just hanging out playing games for like 6 straight hours. Everybody threw in like $5 and we ordered a bunch of pizzas. I mean, it was like being a kid, man.
Did the word podcast come out of your mouth at any point?
Yeah. You know, I mentioned it too, because I had talked to the guy and I'm like, oh, do you know Derek? And he's like, which one? And I was like, Dirk Rocks, I think is his screen name. And I was like, oh yeah. And then we got to talking a little bit, told him about the podcast and
I think I know who you're talking about. I went by a stream here or there a couple times when I had met
Derek.
No, the guy that hosts it.
Oh, Brian.
Yeah, Brian. I actually talked to him a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't know me because I was only a viewer in his audience. I wasn't actually trying to get to know him or anything.
Yeah. But yeah, great experience. I look forward to doing it again. We played Modern Warfare 4, which was like, I was surprised at how much I remembered.
Were there any chicks at the land, Bobby?
There was one girl there for a little while. Yeah, one girl, 17
of age?
Dudes. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Super hot.
Jesus.
Were there kids there? Could you be drunk there?
Probably. It might be a little weird if you got drunk there.
Why?
There was one person vaping.
One room, 17 dudes. And you're not drunk?
I don't know. It didn't have that vibe to it. Didn't have that party vibe.
You had a good time.
Obviously, doesn't know how to throw LAN parties my LAN parties. By the way, I'm going to start throwing them.
A LAN party?
Sure. Well, at least board game nights at my new place, guys. That's why I even moved.
Yeah, you have the room for it now.
I actually have the room for it and the space, and I'll make you egg rolls. Come over for the egg rolls.
Nice.
And I'll babysit your kids.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Nice.
But yeah, so Modern Warfare 4, I have not forgotten that game one bit since I last played it. Like, I fell right into place with that. We played some original Halo, which was like a big throwback.
Can I have your cupcake, Ray?
Ray's drunk. And when he sat down in his empty cans right now, it looked like he was going into a ball pit of Chuck E. Cheese.
Dude, I'd be so down.
That's ball hilarious. Pit of, like, white cloths.
What's up, bitch?
Cans. It's hilarious.
So down.
But the other, and you can check out this place, sandiegoland.net. I'll link it in the show notes. Like, you can see what it's all about. But
I wouldn't go alone. I'd go with you, though.
Yeah, that'd probably be better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you could totally go alone. Because when I see this kind of stuff, like, I contact this guy. He doesn't know who I am. And I asked him, like, you know, can I reserve one of the computers or is it first come, first serve? And he said, oh, it's first come, first serve. And, like, when I got there, there was, like, a sign up that said, land around back, walk through the garage. And, like, I'm a very paranoid private person. So I'm always thinking security. So I'm like, God, dude, I would never do that. But, like...
You really shouldn't. Like,
can
you technically shouldn't. But it's the same thing that I ran into with... QuakeCon. I went there and I'm like, I was so sketched about leaving my computer on the desk. Like, leave it there? Can you lock it up? Like, what? People just leave all their stuff out? And like, yeah, dude, people just like set up camp. They put all their stuff. And like,
but like, nobody... do you really think a guy's going to jump in and be like, oh, that guy left it up? Let me hack his shit. No.
Well, our stupid
Russian
stuff.
Hackers are like,
but it first doesn't...
we wait for QuakeCon. Then we strike.
Then we strike.
I'm not even talking about I'm talking about just like basic theft,
I got you.
Dude, like thievery. But it never happens, man. There's like such a community, like a solid community with PC gamers I've found. And I never trust it. Still to this point, I'm just like kind of paranoid. But like every time, I'm always impressed at how just
were
like chill
were you scouting for Ray's replacement? Is that why you went to the
That's he was there.
Atlanta.
That's how he was there. No, I just got the best message from. Watch, hold up.
It's called the replacement.
Hold up. I just got the best message from for tonight, and this is from Captain Gummy, and he said, "Every time you open a new claw, I feel like you're leveling up."
Right. That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
One way to look at it.
That's pretty
WCW
cool.
All right. Level 9.
I'm on level 10, bro.
Level
What's
10.
Up?
10, wow.
So the one game that I played there that I did want to talk about a little bit was this game called Blur. I had never heard of it. Have you guys heard of this game, Blur?
Yeah, that's the one down the...
It's a racing game, but it's Mario Kart, but with real cars. Oh, this is the Wikipedia page.
It's an Xbox game.
Yeah, it's a console game, but you can get it on PC, apparently. I'm not sure where it's available.
I remember selling this game. I didn't really play it.
Yeah. So it's an older game. Like how old? Because is this from your GameStop days?
Yeah, it's an older game. And yes, it is from my GameStop days. All right. I never played it, but I remember trying to describe it to people.
It's a fun little game. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not anything you could spend a lot of time with, but it was, like, great when we were just waiting for the pizza to show up. Like, this was the game, because it was one that you could just hop out of. So it's racing, and it looks, you know, these are real cars. You know, there's a 350Z in there. There's an F-150 SVT.
Mm-hmm. Like, how often does he do this?
Who?
Every two weeks.
Every
2 weeks on Saturday. So every other Saturday.
Are you going to be going more often?
I'll definitely go again.
Oh, that's
I
got
to check my schedule
Saturdays.
To see if it's going to be. Yeah, it's Saturday 1 to 10. And he's got like a projector set up with some consoles hooked up. Right, it's totally gamed out. But anyway, Blur. So this is just like a racing game, but like Mario Kart. So you pick up these little power-ups. But it's kind of weird because Mario Kart's very fun, very cartoony, and very animated and silly. And this looks like a little more serious. And it was kind of a weird mixture, and that same kind of fun you have with Mario Kart, you're having with this. And then there's also like this demolition derby mode where you're just trying to wreck each other. It was good. And you got health bars on it. Like, I'm sure this is nothing new to anybody, but it was the first time I had played a game.
I haven't seen a kart game that uses real cars.
Yeah.
Never.
What do you mean?
You
kart take game.
So much damage.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah, no. Me either.
Up. Yeah,
I've never heard of it.
But you can kind of call like Need for Speed the original ones, like Need for Speed, like the first one, like a card game.
They had like power ups and fucking shoot 'em ups and
a NOS button. That's
okay, then no.
Dude, but it was still like a card type game.
All right, dude.
The original Need for Speed.
Pipe down over there.
The I'm just saying. Awesome, it was very
did you
fucking...
find a replacement or not?
Replacement.
Yeah. No one can replace me. Not this knowledge.
Because I was saying if you got like not an exact knowledge. Copy.
To the left.
No. Okay. I'm going to be honest.
If we could make like a perfect copy, dude.
Someone
it'd be
really
like ray tracing.
So ray tracing. That was good. That was good. Clap on that one. You guys can find someone with the exact knowledge I have in video games. Which is like, fuck, man.
I don't know. We've never really like went out and tried to find people, but you know the idea has come up like, hey, maybe we have like,
can we get a young guy in here? A young fellow? We need to change the
young people don't know
in this room.
I came on you.
I want at least
I came to you.
25-year-old in here.
No one got that joke? Come on, that was good.
What? Oh, jeez.
God damn.
All right. So Blur, I don't know where you can play this game, but you know, if you can get it cheap, this is a fun game to play with other people.
That's awesome.
So
guess what else is really fun to play?
I hate Beyonce.
With strangers. I actually got to play a shit ton of GTFO cool. This week. I've been getting back into streaming because I have some time off of work and I'm in between homes. So I figured with that time
nobody
in between,
wants you to be. So
I've been playing CS and GTFO. What I love about GTFO is like, well, A, it's early access still. It's got a lot of kinks it needs to work out. But it forces you to use their Discord as a means to find people to play with. So, but it's easy. You go in the Discord, you post what map you're playing and the lobby link, and you copy paste the lobby link, and then boom. You join whomever's channel it is, and you learn to play nice. And luckily enough, the first group of guys that I played with definitely played nice. There was one guy who obviously spec'd leadership points and persuasion, and these are divinity calls, but he was extremely
helpful.
He explained everything. He made my first time experience wonderful. Like he made it very easy for me, and I love that. And we played a couple games together.
Gee, what a like difference that like you run into a bunch of assholes, you could have like a negative or like idea of the entire game, but then you run into somebody like that and like now you might be a fan of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean? Because this game, it's not one that you can just go in and just know what to do right off the bat. The learning curve is basically like, it's a lot of, so it's easy because you're in there, there's not much to interact with. You have a terminal you interact with. You put in some certain commands. You have your quest line, it's laid out. But the monsters, they give you little hints like, hey, if it's glowing, if it's pulsating or anything like that, stay the fuck away. So it tells you enough where you can get by, but it's very time consuming because this game, it's a stealth game in order to be in order to be good at it. The monsters are crazy. This is if you don't mind like looking up my VODs, there's this one clip where I'm literally dodging a wave, like the survival waves that you're telling me about, using melee because the weapons that I prefer are very scarce. You don't need audio for it. It's but it at least shows you me right there. No. Go lower. It says meat shield. Go meat shield. Go. Not clips, but highlights. And in this game, the teamwork is more or less you need people to kind of stay alive because they count as like people who help progress right there. So they help progress.
I spilled on myself. Sorry.
They help progress the game. And then like when monsters are alerted, look at how I started with 15% health. And I don't die. This is it's an entire swarm. So it's not an easy game by any means. No. Like it will test your FPS abilities, your stealth abilities.
Cooperation.
Your cooperation and communication ability.
Oh, shit. Like, so if I chug both the last White Claws. I'm getting this on the side.
No problem.
If I chug them both, we get a $10 donation.
Hell yeah. Go.
I can't do it at the same time.
Jew didn't say anything about that.
Jew will pay $10 to check them both.
She just made it up for somebody that's not even.
Well, I can't do it at the same time. That's we all know that's not a thing. I'll do one by one. All right? Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Are you going to be shotgunning that or?
He's shotgunning it. That's good. And then he's going to finish it with the cupcake. He's going to back it with the cupcake.
It's weird
you have to back it with the cupcake. Don't forget about the cupcake.
I need a burp, sorry.
Responsible for cleaning up any vomit tonight.
Bobby looks physically
I do that for a living.
Offended.
I'm not going to clean up his.
Bobby looks like somebody's punching him.
The cupcake. Cupcake. Back it with the cupcake. Go. Cupcake.
Ray's nose just turned red.
Cupcake.
Oh, my God.
Ray, cupcake.
That was impressive, dude. I couldn't have done that.
Yeah, right.
I couldn't.
Easy peasy.
There you go. Let's go, Jew. I can't even talk right now.
We should have a Irish. If you and I go out before you leave, we should have an Irish car bomb race.
Oh, dude,
I don't lose those.
I kill those.
Shut up. I never lose.
You would lose.
I never lose.
Ask Dan.
Gee, you're in the middle of your best review of the year.
Let's go, Jew.
To be interrupted
by alcoholism.
$10. Let's go. Anyways.
Let's go.
No. So GTFO is great. And every single time I go in, and when I started my own lobby, all I did was join into a separate channel. I posted my lobby, copy paste code, and then within 5 seconds, it filled up with four people. So finding people to play with is not a problem, as long as playing with strangers isn't a problem for you. Luckily enough, I've had such a good time in every single lobby game that I've had because I didn't have any trolls. I didn't have any geese in my games.
You can't. You can't in a game like this you're not going to get anywhere.
You're not going to get anywhere. It's not fun just dying and all of that. But the game is creepy. It's eerie. Even though it's good for streaming because it's like I don't have to, you know, check every single corner. I could pause for a little bit, read chat, and then move on. Yeah. But like when shit hits the fan, like look at this. It's like it really hits the fan. Every single movement counts.
Would you say?
Yeah, you waste a handful of bullets, and it's almost GG. And you really have to count on your teammates for when you don't do well or when you fall, they're going to have to, you know, pick you up. Kind of like the Left 4 Dead equation, but it's more along the lines of scarcity.
I didn't mention it when I reviewed it, but mm-hmm. I think now that you're saying what you're saying, it's really coming back to me that I feel...
I gotta stop burping, dude. There's so much White Claw in my system. I just killed a 12-pack... I just did the White Claw challenge for you guys. Just letting you guys know.
Did donate that $10.
Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you. $10. Hell yeah.
Ray knows Claw is the law. Fuck yeah.
Claw is the law. That's hilarious.
Those are 1 cent every time Nicole.
And Nicole, right. Thank you.
Yeah, we're up to like $1.20.
I am a pro. You want some of this yellow on you? Hit me up.
A bit's half a penny.
Oh, half a penny.
Half pence.
Anyway, the pacing is very good, mm-hmm. if you think about it. Because it's like search, eerie searching, mm-hmm. Tactical preparedness, or mm-hmm. prepare yourself, mm-hmm. and then crazy combat.
Basically,
and then repeat.
There's enough lull where you can actually communicate with your teammates to make sure that you're setting yourself up for success.
Right.
So... I think one of my favorite sayings is success equals 90% preparation, 10% execution. That is this game.
Yeah.
That is this game. Now, this game, I would not compare it to Left 4 Dead or many other shooters that I play. If anything, it's a little bit like Alien Swarm where you're maneuvering through the dungeon and then the monsters come at you and you kind of like set yourself up to get through like the next area. And that's more or less this. But then with this one here, what happens is, for instance, one of the quest lines is you have to find 12 badges and you have to hunt them down and you have to find all of them.
I'm sorry.
And then the monsters are randomized, so you get a different experience even though you're playing through the same map. And then you're playing with strangers, which is kind of a perk for me in this game. I don't have my set four, so playing with different people but playing the same map is a different
experience. She's excited right now.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a good game, dude. With strangers. Yeah. It really is.
Did you get to the second section?
Yeah, I made it all the way to B2.
Okay, so
I'm on the C section.
So now can you?
Oh shit! So were you?
So was I. C sections. Hey. Surgery joke.
Weird.
You didn't get that a piece of gamer? I don't think so.
Booty. Holy shit. Anyways.
And it's fun. Yeah, it was pervy. I was saying weird shit all the time. Well,
can you start now at whatever level you were at? Can you start in the C's or in the B's?
Yeah, I don't think my shooting ability changes, but my game awareness has definitely improved.
No. I mean, do you have to start from the very first room every time now? Or can you...
You can play whatever level as long as somebody has a lobby code for it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And so most people will... they have to progress through the game to go Van Diepa. That's a Dylan Francis reference, but...
One of my favorite DJs?
Yeah. I dated Max just because he looked like Dylan. But no, sorry. Just kidding. But you can jump into any map as long as you have the lobby code. So,
I guess.
Because what I really liked about this.
What?
He's a friend of my brother's.
Who?
Dylan Frass is a friend of my brother's.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm not joking. They're homies. Yeah.
Oh my God. Ray.
If you go to LA, you can meet him.
Okay, let me lose 20 pounds and then I'll meet him. Let me regain my virginity and then I'll
never
meet
him. What I do like about this game is, like, when you're playing Left 4 Dead, you're just playing the same maps over and over and over. But mm-hmm. this has a level and story progression, and you can work together towards
that's cool.
that.
That's yeah. cool.
It's like,
I would rather play Left 4 Dead. I couldn't play this over and over and over because the pacing isn't predictable enough.
But what I'm saying is, like, there's an end point. Like, there's a story that you're trying to get through, mm-hmm. and there's going to be an end at some point. And Left 4 Dead, you're just playing the, you know what I'm saying?
What?
You know what I'm saying? You're going from level 1 to level 2 to level 3 to level 4.
There's no story, but...
Kind of. You're a convict that they're sending in to kill a bunch of monsters, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, what else did I play? Or are you going to go, Bobby?
Every shot counts. Every swing counts.
Yes.
And timing counts. Communication counts. Everything that you do in this game...
This game looks fun as fuck.
Your APM matters.
Bobby,
that's what
is this looking
about
to
it.
You? Is looking good to you?
Yeah, based off of what everybody... I haven't met a person who hasn't liked this game. Hasn't praised it. So, yeah, somebody will get it. It's on sale, but just a little bit right now. So $31.49 mm-hmm. as opposed to $35.
otherwise known as 10%.
Yeah.
Yep. I love it. Days, thank you for the 300 biddies my White Claw high score. And Gummy for 400 biddies.
Damn.
Thank you so much.
Save that money for DLG.
What can we do? What can we make Ray do before the end of the episode?
Oh my God. Hey, if anyone wants to know, I finished the White Claw challenge. I finished the whole case.
You want a shot?
A White Claw.
Should I pour you a
shot? No, don't. Do not give him a shot.
I'm actually still not drunk.
How about we soak your cupcake in some bourbon?
I'm not drunk yet.
Okay.
Let me soak your cupcake in some bourbon before you eat it.
Gee.
What?
He's plenty drunk.
I'm not that drunk.
Okay.
He's not that drunk.
Gee, look at me.
You're drunk.
I got to talk about some video games.
Gee, this could be me. I'm joking. Sorry.
All right, here we go.
There you go.
Cluster Truck has a very weird story for me. So okay. I'm like, I always buy games when I'm drunk, right? So I was like, I'm going to look through my... Oh, and also I buy games on sales. I buy a bunch of them at once, and I forget about them. I forget about a lot of them. So I went through my purchase history, and I was looking through. I was like, are there any games that I haven't played? And the Cluster Truck was on there.
What the fuck is Cluster Truck?
Who has time for games like this?
So I loaded it up.
Sometimes you just have time.
And I played it for like 5 minutes, and I was like, this is...
Good enough for a review.
This is fucking bullshit. Like... Why did I ever buy this? I must have been super drunk. Like, why did I buy this? So I tried to return it, and then it said...
Can we get a zoom up of Ray eating the cupcake?
It's kind
of
sexy, right?
Walk up to the camera and just eat the cupcake. Just go up there, Ray. It's your last episode.
Oh,
God.
Jesus Christ,
dude. No. In the camera, please.
Are there any children? Hide the children. Hide your wife.
This fucking thing's good as fuck.
But he's not drunk at all.
I'm not.
He's not.
All right.
Mm-mm. It's going to be a long episode. Everybody buckle
in. Can I get a Mountain Dew?
I think we need more cupcakes in the room. I'll be right back.
Some cocaine in the room?
I'm off.
Sorry.
So.
Gee, careful.
I tried to return it. And even though I was under 2 hours, I was over 2 weeks of owning the game. So they said no. So I was like, ah, fuck. So I looked at the reviews again, and it's overwhelmingly positive. And I'm like,
really?
Come on, man. Like, what the fuck, dude? And it was like $13, and I was like, it doesn't look like a $13 game. So I start playing it, and holy shit, man. Like, after like 15 minutes, I'm in.
Mm.
My butthole is clenched. I'm on the edge of my seat.
This cupcake is amazing.
And I'll try to explain what it is.
Okay.
So it's a first person platforming game where you're riding on the backs of semi trucks.
Okay.
Lots of them. And they're all ramming into each other.
Do I have stuff on my beard?
Yeah.
Fuck. I'll be back.
And they're all ramming into each other and it's chaos. And the levels are never the same. all kinds of weird things are happening all the time. Lasers, snow, just weird shit. And the whatever the trucks are doing is never the same as well. Like, it just, it's always changing because it's just the chaotic nature of things crashing into each other. Sometimes they fly up in the air. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they go down in a hole. Sometimes they don't. So not only, well, the level is static, but your platform that you have to stay on is not. It sounds ridiculous and it looks ridiculous. Like, if you look this up after you're listening to this.
Yeah, to clean his
beard. Gee, you can't eat chips on the podcast. They're super loud.
I'm really good at not being loud.
Okay.
It's
insidious. Wow, okay. Brought to you by Insidious.
Chi eating chips on the podcast brought to you by Insidious.
This game, I've heard of this game before from people who don't play video games. I think this has been on consoles, but...
I'm not sure. Chi, can you confirm? Have you ever heard of Cluster Truck?
No, of course not.
Obviously, it's a play on clusterfuck, and that's basically what the game is. So I started streaming live because I wanted people to see this on Discord. And so that's how I met BrainSpam again. And he was like, dude, I am so invested in watching you play this. And then JP Diddy watching came in. He's like, what the fuck is this? Your first impression is so not what it actually is. It's a really... really well made jumping, almost parkour esh game, especially since it's not repetitive because you could never tell what's going to go on.
Yeah, it's like it's a first person perspective, but it's like an obstacle course.
Yeah, but the obstacle course changes all the time because your footing is never the same. Mm-hmm. Holy moly, overwhelmingly positive. 210 people, overall reviews, very positive, almost 5,000. So that's what we're dealing with here. Man, I really enjoy this game. This is what I was thinking about while I was playing it. Like, it's for, instead of learning mechanics and learning how this works and that works and eventually having fun like 2 hours later, this is almost instantly fun. Just fun for fun's sake. Stupid, dumb fun. If you like video games, if you like what... Like, I was almost leaning into my jumps like my grandma playing fucking Mario Kart, dude. Like, I was so into this. So into this. And I still am. Like, next time that I need to just be like, I have 5 minutes and I need to just blow off some steam, like, this is my shit. That's how good this game is. So,
in a way, it almost reminds me of Beat Saber.
Yeah. So, multiple people came in to the channel for a little bit, and they're like, oh, is this a rhythm game? And I was like, no, it's not a rhythm game. Mm-hmm. I'm actually making the jumps. But it does really look like one. But even though there is a rhythm to your jumping, mm-hmm. it has nothing to do with the music that's playing.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
And you played some duck game?
Yeah, so last night, my friends came over to see the baby and all that. And so these are non-gamer friends, and I convinced them to come play some video games with me against their will. And they finally came, played, and I was like, what is definitely going to work? And it was duck game. Like, it's a guaranteed win. The controls are super simple. It's jump, grab, and shoot. Those are the three. But in that, all the levels are randomly generated. So as you're cycling through the levels, you're not going to see the same level twice. There's a lot of similarities, but never the same thing. Like, you might even see the same level, but they'll switch out the weapons. And it just goes on and on and on. And, man, it's such a good game. Think about, like, playing Smash Brothers without needing any skill, really. You just have to aim and shoot.
I honestly think there is some skill involved.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Duck game. But who's more drunk? Who had the case of White Claws again?
Me.
Sure.
But
anyway.
But cheat to that effect. You're right. There is skill.
What? The shoes? Yeah, the shoes. The headset? Yeah. Yeah, I don't need it. Okay. I hear you guys perfectly fine.
We don't. We never need it.
Ray's so drunk.
I'm back. Ow, I just threw it in my face. I got another drink.
Yeah, okay. You could be really good at this, but like my two non-gamer friends, the one that has least gaming experience won the first two matches. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
That's why I want to say fuck the game, because that is the one game where Emilio always fucking beats me.
Yeah.
And I know I'm good at games. I always kicks my ass every fucking time.
Ray, I feel like I would beat you at most games.
He's just a better duck.
Any real first person shooter.
I would say first person shooter, you're going to win them 90% of them.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I would say jumping around, shooting things.
Yeah, I know.
I'll probably win those.
Yeah, you kick my ass every time.
Anyway, so that's the game to play if you have your friends that are
not
gonna
play. It's so much fun. Yeah. It's a great game.
Later on, this is a sidebar. I put on Rocket League, and that was a big hit too. But Duck Game was really like people were yelling. It was
great. Would rather.
So I grabbed some whiskey right now. So I finished all the White Claw.
Right.
So the White Claw challenge that was placed on Discord for me for my last episode, guys. I killed the last White Claw. Let me check my phone. I mean my phone, my watch. 10 minutes ago. Right. So now I'm drinking straight off whiskey right here. Not even water, just...
Ray, she wants some.
It's all whiskey. It's all mine.
Thank you, World's Prophet, for the subscription. A lot of subs, a lot of donations, a lot of bits.
Is this the first of the month again?
Huh?
We're doing great. People will love you leaving, dude.
Get the fuck out of the podcast, bro. It's about time this guy's off the podcast.
People are saying, like, I saw it 5 times. Oh, I was here because I thought he was gone. I'm kidding. Nobody said that.
I love those jokes. I love you guys. Dude, honestly, I love you guys so much. I will say my last word at the end of the podcast.
Can you not? Can you not cry?
I'm not going to cry. Make me cry. No. This is the number one thing.
If you
cry,
we'll blame it on Kobe.
because
too
Kobe.
Soon. Double Calabasas. Down on it too soon, my dude. All right.
Calabasas.
All right.
I can't believe I'm getting on you for that.
I know.
Normally you guys get on me
for that. But so you guys know, the White Claw challenge ended. I killed the whole case of White Claw. Now I'm drinking whiskey. So if you guys didn't believe in me, well, fuck you, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. I don't know, whatever.
So I played Over Dungeon, and I saw this game, and I was like, this is
fun.
Everything I've ever wanted in my whole life.
And was it?
So,
no, Temtem?
Unfortunately. unfortunately, it wasn't. It is a card game at heart. So it's almost like every game you've ever played or I've ever played or liked in one game. So it's mostly it's like Slay the Spire.
Okay.
Which is a lot like Magic the Gathering. And it also has Underlords in it. Or
can you grab those two cans of White Claw?
We'll get them later.
Right now. Sorry. It's a Discord thing. Just thank you.
Can we put some Insidious in those cans?
Oh, dude, I
dare you to put Insidious in your whiskey and see if Insidious actually melds well. Bet?
No,
because it's going to be terrible. It's going to look like product.
Let's fitty-fitty shot Insidious and whiskey. No. I would do it. Would you do it?
No. If I do it, I can wax your butthole.
Do it. You have the honor of waxing my soul.
Yes.
Jeez. I'm sorry for
yes
you.
Yes or no?
No.
Oh, then never mind. That
like
is not happening.
You'd get
guys,
lost in the
guys,
bushes.
Guys, come on. Bring in more money. If we get to a certain point, then I get to wax cheese butthole for the last for my last episode. Let's get
if we
get to $100 donation tonight on this podcast. I'm joking.
But to that effect, like your boyfriend
poor Bobby, he can't control
hey,
this.
I made sure I told my girlfriend, tell her like, hey, everything that happened on the podcast
stays
on the podcast. Yeah. And she's super cool about it.
Except for butthole hair, which is going to come off the podcast.
No, she's still cool. I'm still on this, right?
Nicole 310
has a problem. My girlfriend went on for some fucking reason. She never listens to the podcast for some fucking reason.
Never once?
5 minutes. No, it's random. It's a random thing. Okay. And then 5 minutes before I started talking about the waxing buttholes,
yeah,
she went on.
Yeah.
So she heard everything.
Well, yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, all right, go. So, yeah. Anyways, Chi.
I'm the most non-threatening woman to have around your men, by the way. I really am. I'm 1,000.
Really?
I mean, Sam and Emilio and me, Bobby and Chad, like, Chad got married. Bobby's still with his green screen girlfriend. And Emilio has had a child with his woman since I've been around. And yeah, I am, I'm dating someone new, so I'm, you know, making strides.
No joke here. Let's go. Let's continue.
No joke here. It's just the joke of my life. The joke that is my life.
I love you, Chi, so much. I love you so much.
Chi, I did it. Chi.
You were the first thing I heard about this podcast. Yeah, we met a girl. And she's worked for the sushi, for like next to the sushi bar. She's kind of cool, and she knows games.
Yeah,
I was like, hire that bitch. She knows her shit.
Kind of went down. That's exactly what.
Happened. That's pretty much what happened.
So over dungeon. Like on paper, it looks like everything that would make me be like this would be on paper everything I would ever want. It's a card game. It's a roguelike. It's action-packed. Like, it has everything.
Wait, time out. Go back 2 seconds. Freeze frame. It's literally 1,000 cannons being blasted next to a succubus's ass.
Yeah. If you make a cannon deck, that's exactly how it's going to play out. I'm not going to say it's a bad game. The thing that I did not like about it is that it's real time. And I really, really feel
your brain doesn't work in real time. Is that the problem?
I feel like card games. One of the beauties of card games is you can think about your turn. There's no timer on your turn. You can like, oh, he did that. I get to do this. But in this game, you have to just keep throwing cards out and they just keep running in. And you have to, out of your 5 cards, you have to pick the best 3 and throw them out. And then it all just kind of plays out in front of you.
But this game wasn't working for you.
It wasn't working for me, and unfortunately, that 2-hour mark came up, and I was like, and now I was thinking, like, with Cluster's Truck, it wasn't enough. The 15 minutes wasn't enough, and then I feel like maybe the 2 hours wasn't enough, but I don't know. I am thinking about this game. I might pick it up again.
You need some Insidious?
I might pick it up again.
I'm good. I just keep burping.
You sure? This might fix that.
I'm good.
Anyway, I'm not saying it's a bad game. It just, maybe somebody else can play it and tell me.
Oh, my God.
Ah, man. Think about Slay the Spire, Bobby, if you were on a timer. Like, you had to just keep throwing cards out, and you didn't get to think about it.
I mean, the thing that makes Slay the Spire so great is just it feels so casual.
And the strategy about it, right? I mean, slow strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like, when you played it, you said you could play that game while watching Netflix.
Right. So this is not the case for this.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
All right. That's it for games. Time for news.
All right.
Doot. All right, first up.
I was supposed to create the sound for our news from the beginning I started. Never happened.
Bobby, I got this guy, right?
Welcome.
First of all.
The thing is, I had it, but it was so basic, and we never used it.
We should just steal.
I have drunk hiccups.
Can I teach I'm going to teach you how to get rid of hiccups. You ready?
Okay, go.
You got to stand up.
All right.
Stand up.
And then you put your butt on my face? No?
And then
Is that it? I thought it was like I have drunk hiccups. Dude, I have never had drunk hiccups in my life.
This is every time I've ever gone out with you, dude.
No, dude. That's a lie. I have never had drunk hiccups in my life.
Okay.
Or you just don't remember.
Yeah.
No, dude. Cocaine is it's a hell of a drug. Anyways, I never get drunk hiccups. What the fuck?
All right. Cool.
All right. First article is Epic Game Store is contributing to PC digital sales decline across all platforms, including Steam, according to NPD analyst Matt Piscatella. So I read through several of these articles because they're all very short, and I really couldn't get any hard facts other than this guy said this. So he's claiming that looking at the data, for the PC sales in 2019. It's actually gone down when you would think that Epic Games entering the market would actually make it go up because of the, you know, two businesses fighting for the customer usually is better for the customer. But the data that he has, he says, actually proves otherwise. Now, what I'm wondering is, what about all these game passes and streaming services and all these other things? Right. Like, isn't that a factor? I mean,
that's a huge factor.
Yeah, but
gigantic factor.
Which he probably counted, I'm sure.
I don't know.
I haven't been able to really see the hard data.
And the other thing I'm looking at, Bobby, is all the free games that they gave out. That's gotta affect overall sales, right?
Mm-hmm. From Epic?
Just overall PC sales.
Because every game that they post on their fucking sales, it's all games that like they've been out for like ever. So
yeah,
it's
but
not
still,
really, like,
I mean, it does affect sales.
It's like milking the last part of it.
Yeah,
you know, it's where that nipple is just like has like a little bit left, and that's what they do.
Yeah,
they just
milk
the last bit of it.
But the
I can't relate with nipples, but I can relate with something else. A bucket of Insidious, guys.
I just stared at cheese nipples. God damn it.
You gotta milk the last bit of seed from a bucket of Insidious.
I'll give you the last bit of seed before I leave San Diego. But before I leave Telly.
Use promo code DLJ. I guess.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
She just threw the cities at my face. Oh man.
They'll help you with your hiccups.
Okay.
Kind of a big deal. Thank you for the subscription.
Thank you.
Lots of subs tonight.
Oh man.
Not sure why you guys like this.
I don't know why you guys like me on here. I just say stupid shit. But I know my gaming. That's one thing I'm gonna tell you guys from the very beginning. What is that? I care about gaming, and like
is it so much the platforms, or is it so much the type of games that are coming out that are PC oriented?
No, actually,
for instance, a lot of these games are free to play.
I'm not going to talk about
the only sales that are happening.
No, actually, I'm not going to talk about
the boxes.
No, actually, I'm not going to talk about my last on my whole gaming news on this. Let's just continue, and then at the very end, I'm going to talk about why I love this podcast and everything, and how I share my news. So let's continue.
All right.
Bobby, do we have internet? People are complaining we don't have internet in the house.
Yeah.
Are we still online, guys?
Looks good.
Shadowmaster 36 was
data.
The last message. Can you throw a message after that?
I mean, I just pulled up a web page.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
we're good.
Okay, next article. YouTube signs exclusive streaming deal for Activision esports like Call of Duty and Overwatch.
Oh, shit.
Exclusive.
Going for the big ones.
Question about that. Bobby, did you read the article?
Yeah.
Does that mean that people on Twitch can't stream Activision games now?
No. So okay. Overwatch League is going to be exclusively
the official stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's a whole fucking thing, dude.
Well,
ridiculous.
I mean, they've been exclusives is like the word of the year now, man. Like exclusives, Mixer, Epic, like
Fortnite exclusively enough.
The whole Overwatch thing, they want to make it like the NFL, dude. It's like that. It's like it's like, oh, this is the LA team. This is the St. Louis team. This is the Florida team. Well, not Florida, Orlando team.
Brought to you by Fox, but
yeah,
in this
brought
case,
to you by like
YouTube.
Whatever. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
pretty much.
So I think they also signed over some personalities as well. Some casters,
Which makes sense, man.
I mean, it's a good move on their part. That's really good for YouTube. I feel like they're getting Google, I should say. I feel like they're getting a better deal here because their whole YouTube gaming just never really took off and has really struggled. And you know, Mixer, same thing. And nobody really uses Mixer, but then they started signing these exclusives, and that's I don't know. I assume that's been working out well for them. But yeah, that'll be interesting.
Like the worst sweater to like spill shit on.
What is that? Is that Insidious?
Water.
It looks like Insidious,
it's
dude.
Just, well, it's like whiskey and shit. Like, I'm just like completely covered.
Has anybody sitting here watched 1 second of Mixer?
Yeah, my big brother. My big brother.
I watched Ninja.
Mixer account from his Xbox.
Yeah, and how do you guys like it compared to
same shit?
It's exact same as Twitch.
Exactly.
It's, you know, you find who you want to watch and like to watch,
like,
and then
you
just go on the platform that they're
that's
on.
It.
In my opinion. Exclusivity, though, in my opinion, is it's not for the consumer. It's for the company.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exclusivity just means, hey, we want to be stingy and take all your money. We don't want to share the money. We don't want to share the community.
I actually appreciate Mixer so much. Like, I actually appreciate Mixer so much because it's finally adding so much to, like, honestly, it's a fucking monopoly when it comes to Twitch.
Yeah, Twitch, yeah.
It's like, and finally, Mixer is the first one to really actually throw some, like...
Yeah, and force Twitch to do better things.
Yeah, dude.
The best things come from competition.
Exactly. And it's just like, Mixer's good. Mixer's great.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Mixer.
It's like The Bachelor.
No.
Totally get it. The best it's just like,
there is nothing wrong with Mixer. Mixer is great. That's like... It's Twitch.
It's probably better because it's newer.
Yeah. So they like everything that's wrong with Twitch, let's fix it.
Yeah.
Make it cute. Yeah. And then that's all they do.
It's like Temtem. The Temtem equation. I'm tempted to go over to Mixer.
No, don't be that person. If you already have it, then don't go that far. Because it's all like a weird thing.
All right. Next article here. Linus. Had a update here where he had talked about retiring.
Yep, I saw the stream.
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, it's about a half-hour video.
Yeah.
And he talks about quite a bit there.
Yep.
A lot of very heartfelt stuff.
It hurts, right?
He doesn't announce his retirement, but he's very open about his feelings of
it doesn't
of
really matter
retiring and
when
other
he does
things
it, right?
as well.
It's just like everyone just takes over. It's just Linus is gone.
No, he's not gone, dude. He didn't retire. He came back on Monday, and he's like, I'm not retired. I talked about that, thinking about retirement. So generally, to wrap up what I heard is that, I mean, from him, this is the way I understood it, is that he has to just rethink why he does what he does, for who he's doing it for, and basically, the why behind of it.
Every and time so, he does it, it's for his family.
He's going to cut way back on it because they have plenty of money, is what he's saying.
Yeah, okay.
And he's like, why am I promoting consumerism, which is basically what it does,
yes,
right?
Yes, makes sense.
They're talking about like incremental, tiny little advancements every week or month, right? Something tiny, just, this is 1% better than the last one, right? And then, for every time the 1% happens, like a whole new chipset comes out or a new card comes out or whatever. And all those other ones are eventually thrown away down the line, right?
I have never missed an episode of Linus, ever.
Oh, really?
Never.
I didn't know that.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
So he's talking about like...
He's my number one on YouTube.
Period. So this must have hit you hard because I got...
He's my number one. No, I watched it live, bro. I'm not joking.
It was emotional.
No, dude. Like, I was watching. I was just like, okay. I cry anyways, period.
I was crying before I started watching this. So you're in effect of me, bro.
It's just, I love Linus, dude. Yeah. Linus is like my boy. It's like, and then when I met...
I feel like Bobby could have been American Linus.
Linus because you can trust him.
Yeah. No, well, when I met Josh, Fractal Josh.
Yeah.
From Fractal Design.
Yeah.
He's actually a really great friend of Linus, and I was just like, dude, I love this guy, and he was like, dude, if you would actually meet him, you would love him even more.
Yeah, and then I was like, this video,
God damn it, Josh, get me there. It's just so good. It's beautiful. It's like I respect this guy so much.
Yeah.
I've been following him for the last fucking 15 years. Well, not 15 years, like 10 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's fucking awesome, man. And for him to, I wouldn't say his heart's not in it because he says he loves tech and he loves making these videos.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, what is he contributing to the world?
Exactly.
Especially with his reach and all of that. So it really sounds like he's going to take maybe a more backseat approach in the future, but we'll see. The very first video I saw from after this one was, no, I'm not retiring, with the, like, a crazy face. So, you know.
Yeah.
Bobby, what'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've followed Linus as closely as some of you guys.
No,
but
I love Linus, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's a trusted figure in the world of YouTube and PC gaming and gaming in general. So, and he's been at this for a long time, like a very long time. But I understand a lot of the things that he said. I mean... Dude, this sounds so stupid. But like, I kind of felt a lot of the things he said. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we've been doing this podcast for like 5-6 years now, man.
Like, what Linus does is like a goal for like a lot of us. Mm-hmm. It's like,
that's
like,
the end point.
Like a lot of us can be really technical, which like I feel like a lot of us are.
Yeah.
I
mean, oh yeah. There's a lot of people out there that. Exactly. Want to be the next Linus.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you do something like that, especially something so public and something you pour so much of yourself into, like, at some point, you got to reassess it and just be like, you know, what am I doing? Like,
what are my motivations?
What am I getting out of this? Mm-hmm. Like, is it really making me happy? You know, all those hard questions.
I always feel like if it's not serving you, let it go. Let go or be dragged.
But it's also far.
Half of what you can gain or
acquire. Close and far between.
Half of what you're letting go.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you really think about it, it's really close and far between. It's like sometimes you have a really good little close little, like, nurture that's making you work. But then again, it also ends up like being way far off.
Bobby, what were you saying about the podcast and your thoughts?
No, I'm just saying, whenever you have followers.
I'm thinking about retiring, guys. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not retiring anytime soon.
No,
I'm just
but
saying,
I mean,
it just changes.
You go through life, man, and you get old and things change and you're just like, time becomes more scarce and you start to think like, you have to like reassess that, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, this is why Ray is leaving the podcast. Bobby, I think I'm just finally starting to notice you have grays.
Gray hair? Oh yeah, I got a lot in my beard. It's all I have gray
and
hair.
And then it's just starting over here
on the sides.
I've never noticed that before.
Oh yeah.
Do I look much older too?
No. Because when you started on the podcast, you had bangs, and now you have bangs again. So I feel like it's a return to form for you.
Just minus 4 years, cut my hair.
You've gone full circle.
Now I'm the same age as my boyfriend. No, mm-hmm. Just kidding. Not kidding.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it goes to show that no matter what, like, money is not is hardly ever the motivating factor for something like this.
Yeah, for sure. Especially now that I've gone through so many life changes in the last 6 months, I had to reassess everything. I'm like, am I going to put the podcast at the last of my priorities? And then if so, is it worth doing anymore? Like thank God Bobby is like doubled down while I've halved my, participation because like, I mean, I guess that's what friends are for, right? When you're doing
well,
bad.
We've also had Christian helping out a lot.
Yeah,
Sniper. Chris,
yes, doing a ton of work for almost to no money. No money. He's doing it for no money. And so I was thinking about that. But like recently I've been thinking about how can I incorporate gaming into basically forcing what I did this week is I got us all hooked up, the whole family, into Switch controllers, like pro controllers, in the bedroom. Because I have to spend a lot of my time in the bedroom, and I can't come down to the garage that much anymore. So I'm just going to do my gaming up there and then talk about it down here. And so that's what I can do right now, so that's what I'm going to do. Bobby and I were doing movie reviews. I can't go to the movies right now, so we're doing Netflix reviews.
Bobby can grab his phone and just like record the whole film. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that's illegal.
The next two coming out are The Irishman. Bobby, did you watch it?
Yeah.
And a marriage story. Yeah. So
are
we
you
got
guys
those coming
drinking?
Out. I would
I
like some drink.
I would like.
Dude, you can't keep drinking. That's a lot of booze, dude.
Was it all bourbon?
You had a 12-pack and
watered
a
down.
Glass?
Watch. I walked up, went to the bathroom, walked back, and I was like, I'm not that drunk. I'm not. From my last episode, I'm not that drunk.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have had worse episodes. Where
that's
like,
why we gotta
like,
just take straight up shots. Go get 3 shots. Go.
No shots.
Go.
Go, G.
If you want to repeat.
Go, mini, bartender G. Go.
G, can I also get a drink? Please. Thanks.
Please. It's my last episode. I love you.
If you want to repeat what Minnie did, get super drunk and then fight me at the end.
And then grab your penis. That's so weird.
He tried to choke me out, dude, in the kitchen. Like Christian got up, he's like, "Hey, you guys cool?" Mini. He got intense, dude. He's taking out all his sexual frustration. His chi not liking him on
it's,
me.
It's like, chi doesn't love me though, bro. Yeah.
All right.
Because this is Mini hitting the microphone.
All right. Even more bad news. So this isn't gaming related, but just today it was announced that Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash with a few other people. I believe 5 other people.
No, dude. Him and his daughter, 13-year-old daughter.
13-year-old
and
daughter.
7 others.
Yeah, man.
That's a big helicopter.
That's a big...
Dude, why do people fly in helicopters for leisurely?
Why do they always
go crazy.
Down?
If you ever, they're like they're Kobe, death machines, dude. Like they're so dangerous.
If you're rich as fuck and you want to save time, and
I get
you're
it.
In Malibu,
I get
that's
it.
How you do it.
I
wouldn't do it, man.
Oh, really? Dude. If you're rich as fuck and they were like, do you want to drive through LA traffic?
Dude, I'd be dead at 41. Like
no,
this dude.
Bobby, think about it. If you're like right now, you're in Malibu and they're like, oh, I'm supposed to meet up with someone on fucking downtown LA. They're like, oh, do you want to drive there and take 2 hours
or 3
or half an hour and take a helicopter there from Malibu?
Dude, if you were in that lifestyle,
rich,
you would do it.
I don't know, dude.
You would do it.
I don't know. Because if you were born into that lifestyle,
that's pretty
maybe.
Much what happened,
no, dude,
man.
I'm not saying it's like a money thing or like a time thing. Like, dude, I don't trust helicopters. I feel like I read an article like this
know,
every
right?
couple of years.
I know,
some,
me too.
Some dude dying in a helicopter.
Suck.
It's always a goddamn
helicopter.
It's
not
dude.
A thing. Hey, you know what, guys? This is from DLG straight up.
Don't
ride
helicopters.
Fuck that shit. Don't do it. If you get famous and rich as fuck, still fuck that shit. DLG
Bobby.
Not sponsor helicopters.
Bobby, what's the opposite of an endorsement?
An
outdoorsement?
Outdoorsement. Do not ride helicopters, guys. Do not do
especially
it.
Especially with outdoorsmen.
Do not do it. Do not do it. Fuck helicopters.
Oh, my God.
No, be serious. Why do these accidents always happen in helicopters?
Dude, Bill Burr recently started flying helicopters. Mm-hmm. He talked about it in a special. Have you seen it?
One of his older specials.
About 3 years ago.
Yeah.
He's like, it's the ultimate fuck you, I'm out vehicle.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, you're
much.
All getting eaten by zombies. He's flying up and he's like, fuck you guys.
Yeah. It's so
true.
Good. His podcast is so weird because it's like half of his jokes and then half of it's like, just take it. It's such a weird podcast. It's awesome.
All right.
We got a little bit of hardware to talk about.
Oh, shit. First time ever. I've been here.
The Asus ROG Bezel Free Kit. So I saw this. I have not purchased this, but I saw this advertised. And
super confused.
It's a neat idea, but the reviews are not great. So this is if you have 3 monitors or 2 monitors and you're trying to get rid of that bezel in between them.
Oh,
so it doesn't look like you're looking
shit.
At the screen through bars. And what it does is very interesting. It puts these plastic kind of see-through strips
okay.
on it that
right.
reflects the image at certain angles. So it makes
like
the bezels disappear.
Handle. Okay.
Yeah, they're getting to it on the video. So they're putting it in there. They put it over the bezels
Whoa.
Where they connect.
The fuck?
And it makes the bezels disappear. It's like an optical illusion. And then they clamp it down with a device at the top and the bottom.
That's so weird.
It kind of looks a little ghetto because you have this stuff sticking up in between where the monitors
are.
Well,
you can cut them, right?
Yeah, you could trim them, but you still have those little blocks.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't look that great.
Give you, like, the left.
Dude,
like,
it looks way better than bezels.
That's true. It does get rid of the bezels. However, reviews on this, not very many reviews on it, but the reviews are not that great so far.
Yeah.
Any guesses on the price on this thing?
$35.
$109 on Amazon
fuck
right
that.
Now.
Oh, yeah. Moving on.
$109.
Moving on.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the... If you want to look at it yourself, Asus has a... as a video
really,
on YouTube,
Asus,
but it's the Asus
really?
Bezel-free display
Question.
Kit.
$109 per bezel?
Asus?
No, for the whole kit.
Well, okay.
You get two
of them. Asus.
Oh, you get two. Okay.
Yeah.
This is the last time you get a chance.
So $50 each, Bobby. We're going to do this?
No, hold on. Asus, this is the last time you get a chance at the sponsor. Sponsor Ray to give these fucking bezels to DLG. Let's make it work. But it's fucking horrible.
Does any of us have a triple monitor display?
You guys suck. This is the worst fucking bezel-less fucking thing anyone's ever come up with.
You
guys you
have,
suck at it. But then again, give us money.
Helicopters are gross. That's the name of the fucking clip, dude.
This is so bad. What the fuck?
This has been a very clippable episode.
Every part of this episode has been amazing.
Hugh Hef, thank you for the subscription. Man, keep them coming, guys. It's not even the first of the month.
Thank you.
These subscriptions are coming
Let's
in.
Go. I am. I'm drunk. I am finally drunk. I feel it. I am 100% drunk. Shit. It was the case of White Claw and whatever happens now. And more whiskey.
It doesn't take a detective.
Oh, my God. I am finally drunk. I am finally drunk.
I got to cut in really quick, Bobby.
Okay.
I have a hardware as well. Just that I bought it, and then I review it. I did not buy the Pro controllers. I just said that because I want to sound cool. What I bought was, for the Switch, there's these...
Yeah, Pro controller?
No, these plastic controllers where you put your Joy-Con inside of it,
mm-hmm.
and it turns your tiny little Joy-Con mm-hmm. that she was complaining about so much mm-hmm. into a full-size controller.
Mm-hmm.
And not through any... There's no electronics in it. It's just that, like, your buttons touch the buttons on the Joy-Con.
Right. You charge it.
So they're, like, $6 each. So mm-hmm. I bought four of them. So I bought them. I will let you know how they work once we play with them.
But so
it's a very cheap way of doing it.
Chargers you have. If you buy the same chargers, but they're like from whatever Nyko or the fucking company is, you put those same ones on and you actually charge them. They charge through the same. They have a port on the bottom and it charges both sides.
Thanks, man.
It's the ones I have.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They're the same ones. You just plug them in, and they charge both sides.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. It's time for listener questions.
God damn it. I'm drunk, and these guys are not as drunk as I am. God damn it.
Okay. First listener question.
I have to breathe.
Coming from Zap. How much do you think you've spent on loot boxes in your life? CSGO, HOTS, Overwatch, everything. I know for a fact I've spent $100 on loot boxes for Overwatch.
Overwatch, so have I.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the majority. That was like all. I would say that was 90% of what I spent on loot boxes.
Holy shit. Like really? Me?
I've probably spent like $30 on keys for TF2, maybe. Maybe $40.
I've never bought a key in TF2. Damn, I've gone to those like reseller sites and I've bought.
Oh, shit. Cheap.
Dude, he's
going to
throw
out.
Up, dude.
No,
if we keep this up.
No, she's good. I'm actually not even that drunk. Thank you.
No, that's mine. Oh, thanks, Chi.
She just brought us drinks. She brought us shots. Then plus, and it was Blanco. Blanco's my boy right now.
Jeez. Cheers.
Blanco Reposado.
Thank you for bringing me. Hey, honestly, it makes a lot of sense. Thank you for bringing me. Stop drinking it. Thank you for bringing me on the podcast. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, man.
I love this more than anything in my life.
Oh.
No. Like, I'm not going to cry right now. I did last time.
Tell me you love it more than porn.
No,
tell
bitch,
me.
I love your pussy more than anything.
Whoa, dude. Jesus
it's a
Christ.
It's a fucked up joke.
Can you cut that, Bobby? That's not even like anything
It's
at
a
all.
Funny joke.
He's drunk.
Yeah.
Sorry, G.
Not really, because like, I love G, but then she hates me on CSGO, so whatever. This is amazing. Love this.
It wasn't like you didn't.
Oh, don't drink it. Sam says don't drink it.
Why?
Why not?
Why? Is it special?
Sam says don't drink it.
Why not?
Why?
It's a joke.
Who's Sam?
Lucky Sam!
She's just fucking around.
It's no, joke. I can't.
We're
I'm
joking
out.
From the beginning.
He was trying to be sentimental.
Yeah, I was joking.
I think I was getting praise. I need
yeah.
this.
No,
in my life.
Gee, I hate you, man.
No, Sam says better not drink that. Take a
it's
sip.
It's a joke.
But don't drink it.
All right.
I actually hate you more than anything. That's a joke.
No, dude, you filled in dude, like because every time I brought something up, you had already read the articles before you were on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
You read art. This is like kind of your hobby.
Yeah.
More than kind of. You read all the shit.
Well,
that comes
actually,
out.
like whenever we did a podcast, you would bring something up on the articles that we're like talking about, yeah. and like I had
you had already read
that.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And It's very easy for me.
And so. You had technical knowledge, even though we still don't have bumpers for our new segment. But
I have a ridiculous amount of knowledge when it comes to stupid-ass fucking games. Because I love gaming, dude.
Like, probably 4 or 5 times I was like, are you the perfect person that we could have brought in?
I know. I get it. It's weird. It's just like half of my life revolves about games. Yeah. And I'm going to say this from the bureau. Like, this is the last of me, guys. This is the last of me. The last of this podcast. I love video games. I read way too much into everything. And then I put it into my lifestyle in a way. It's so weird. I don't know. Whatever I'm saying, just make it work.
Yeah.
But this is me.
Are you talking to an editor or something?
No, what he's saying is... If he buys the deluxe edition, he's going to be the deluxe edition.
I am the edition. I am it.
So, cheers.
Sorry about that joke.
I'm glad for your time on the podcast. You are going to go. If there's where the faces on the mountain, what is that called?
Mount Rushmore.
The Mount Rushmore of forgotten casters. You're on there, but there's still 2 more slots. But for now, you're still on there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, buddy. Cheers.
Cheers.
What is this?
Ray. It's a Doble Maestro. It's a reposado that is actually transpired. It's clear. It's a clear reposado. Blanco. It's very good.
Nicole Blanco. Says, Asian girl, me, you, let's meet up in L.A.
She wants the shit out of your vagina.
Stop bringing up her vagina, dude. It's getting weird.
No, I'm sorry, but Nicole wants... That's not that weird.
I know. Yeah, we get it.
I thought that weird. I didn't get it hot. But
All right, how much money have you spent on loot boxes is the question.
You can find me on Pornhub. Oh, my God.
I can't even...
No, go ahead. Just throw out a number.
Around $300.
$300. And most of that in CSGO, probably?
No, actually, no. It's actually been more in like every other mobile game.
Oh, God, mobile.
I've had 5 drinks, and I'm as sober as Bobby.
Really?
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
How much have you spent on loot
boxes? Why do drunk people always think they're sober?
Loot boxes?
I don't. I always...
With CS? Right away. Probably 300.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. With CS?
No, not just CS. All games ever.
Entire life.
300.
Wait, I'm actually tripping balls right now. Did I just say, a bad cheat joke earlier?
Don't worry about it.
All the jokes about me are bad.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm pretty drunk.
I probably went on the loot box thing, but loot box specifically, probably not that much. I bought all the packages in HOTS. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I spent way too much money on that game.
Right. Oh, I mean, now that it's been about a year.
Yeah.
Bobby, can you tell us how much you spent on HOTS?
I've been pretty open about it. Yeah, it's probably around $3,500.
Yeah, he always says that. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, overall. Yeah. But, I was with that game for 4 years, and I absolutely love that game.
Exactly.
Honestly, that's what I should have
Dude, if we want to talk about all the stuff I wasted money on, there's a lot of worse things.
You have to really think about, what game really made you spend that money?
Was it worth it?
It wasn't just the game alone, man. I believed in that game. I had no problem. If something went towards, a prize pool or something that went through the community, I was just all in.
Yeah.
The only thing that I ever donated to, event was HOTS.
It makes sense. And then Cheek can never throw smokes. I get it. I'm not gonna say that in my last
Nibby
episode.
Said that in the
oh, that's in chat. Okay.
I had to. Come on.
Ray and I used to
all right, so forever whoever doesn't know this
we
joke,
were blocked on each we blocked each other in Discord for a while.
It was so good.
They weren't even talking.
So
but why bring it up? Doesn't matter.
It's so good.
No, it's not funny.
It's cool.
Let's move on.
It's cool.
Okay.
It's cool.
Next question. Cruel Rabbit.
We forgave
asks,
each other. Love you.
I can't help but notice that Bobby hasn't boosted the Discord channel. What the fuck is up with that?
So you know.
She blocked me on.
So you know, Cruel Rabbit. I boost it, and so does Ray, but that's all paid for by the Patreon. So. Yeah.
No, you guys offered it to me, and I was like, nah, no, I'm good.
No.
Yeah. But I like it. I like being able to.
Do you still get the games with it, or they got rid of that, right?
I don't care about the games.
Yeah, nobody did.
I liked about the higher bit rate. And that I can upload full videos.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's for the whole server, right? Not just your
account.
So you get to throw better pictures on the Discord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Higher rate.
And the higher audio quality is good as well.
Yeah.
And now we got the snazzy little logo up in the top left. That's cool. Yeah. So thank you to everyone who is boosting. Like Cruel Rabbit, he's boosting. I think Neo Reloaded. Yeah. Okay. Next question. Stram TX, aka the Wrong Rogue, the Wrong Rouge. Nice. Are there any genres of games that you used to love now but don't care for other than MMOs? Also, what do you currently consider your favorite game?
I wouldn't play an RTS today. I just wouldn't. I can't think of an idea of an RTS that I would play. It would have to be so super specific to what I want. Like,
yeah. Mine is definitely fighting games. I grew up playing a shit ton of Killer Instinct, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, you name it, with my big brother. And now I honestly won't even bat an eye at any fighting game. It's just not... I like games with progression in regards to... fighting games definitely have progression. But with the games that... The games that I definitely consider my favorite game currently, it's Divinity, because that's what I'm working through. That's what I'm getting the most pleasure out of.
If Dragon Ball didn't sell you, no fighting game has ever.
How did you not want to play Kakarot?
No, not Kakarot, but the other one. The fighting game one.
It's called Kakarot. Oh, I'll
second that on the fighting game. MMOs, absolutely. But if we're not counting that, definitely fighting games. I have no interest in them anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I played the Dragon Ball Z one. It was good. I can admit that. I enjoyed it a little bit, but it's not something that I would continue to play.
Yeah.
And Nicole is trying so hard to, like, I have a feeling that Nicole is one of us.
I bet Nicole is female Nibby.
The ones that be fun. Yes, I think it's the B. I've been thinking about it.
Ray.
Yes.
Is there a genre of games that you will not play anymore, or, like, are not interested anymore that you used to be into?
Not really. I'm actually very open to everything.
As long as it has a special deluxe edition.
As
long as there's not a lot of reading.
No, yes and no. Because, like, my favorite type of game is a JRPG. Hands down. So as long as you give me 40 hours of gaming with a JRPG where I like you from the beginning, then I'll continue. If I don't like you from the first hour, then I'm out.
Cool.
That's pretty much it.
Had nothing to do with the questions, but let's move on.
Number one.
Oh, these are all for you, right?
Okay, well, the second part of that question, what do you currently consider to be your favorite game?
Right now, Call of Duty.
New Call of Duty?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Call of Duty Modern Warfare is a fucking amazing game. I'm not joking. If you don't want to give it a chance, you're fucking up.
Dude, at some point this week, we had three lobbies of people playing games.
Yeah.
I think two of them were Modern Warfare or three.
Yeah, and I was on those. Yeah. Yeah, we had a good amount
of groups. You can't be on all three, Ray.
No, I was on one. I was on one. The other ones, I wasn't on those.
Okay,
but we had a good group.
What's your currently favorite game? Is it still CSGO?
Divinity 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's Bobby?
Always will be Jedi Knight, Dark Forces 2. I could play that game right now and just have a great time.
No! Bobby!
Witcher 3.
Witcher 3, okay. Yeah.
Enhanced Edition or whatever.
Yeah. Imagine if finally
we're all
going to
be saying Cyberpunk.
Let's hope.
So, I'm waiting until I move into my apartment in L.A. to play Witcher. That's really full-on, like... Experience everything.
Yeah. I hope you do. It's fucking fantastic.
Not even a big deal, but it's just like, I want to replay it, do everything, get everything I want to do.
We got Ray-specific questions. Ray, fuck, marry, kill the other casters, go.
What?
Fuck, marry, kill the other casters, go.
Oh, God, there's one for each.
Fuck, marry, the other casters, go.
Go. Well, I am straight, so I will marry Chi.
Right.
Oh, I'd be a good wife.
Yeah, no shit.
She's flattered.
I am.
Literally the only female in the room. She's
flattered. If they fuck, marry, kill.
Honestly, I thought you were either going to fuck or kill me.
All right, it's like...
She's like...
I honestly thought you were going to either fuck or kill me. The fact you wanted to marry me, thank you.
Fuck Bobby. Kill Pabilio. Fuck Gene. No, come on. Like, think about it in a nice way.
You're being a gentleman about this.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to just fuck Gee.
No, you can't fuck and marry her. You have to fuck one of us.
You're the first person to ever do this game wrong, right? Ever
fuck up this game. Well, I want to fuck G, but in the game. No, not that way, guys. Come on. Ray, we're all friends here. What?
You have to kill either me or Bobby and fuck one of us.
Oh, no.
We know you're going to marry G.
All right. So I'm killing Emilio because his butt smells.
I've got kids.
And then he smells like oil. And then I'm going to cheat.
If you could have a homosexual experience with either Bobby or Emilio, who would it be?
Bobby.
Totally.
Because he'd be nervous.
At least he brushes his teeth.
And nothing would happen. It would just be me. It would just be me and Bobby going like.
Because he's a
no, like seriously, it would just be me and Bobby going like, so what do we do? do you want to do that?
Bobby would be like, you gave me eye contact. That's enough. Oh, boy. Eye contact, and we're done.
All right, next question.
You get no more. All right, that concludes this week.
All right, so Days says, asks Ray, so see you on the next episode?
No, it's not going to be
What's
there.
Happening? What's your actual timeline?
I move in on the 1st of February. So it's a Saturday, and then I'm just there. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to fucking do a Discord chat, no, but no.
But you're going to be on Discord.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, nonstop. I'm not going to stop being on Discord.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be there every time, forever and ever.
You know what, dude? And you're going to have that gold name for, like, 30 days before you...
Actually, you can just take it off. Make me a mod. I will become a mod.
Dude, once a caster, always a caster.
I guess.
You'll be gold.
I know, but it's just like, I will always want to be a caster, and I will want to be
We can make you mustard, if you want.
Honestly, like, you guys have no clue how much I respect this position, like, being here. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's like, it's always been fucking great. I've always had so much fun being here. I've always wanted to get more drunk than anyone's ever been on this podcast, and I want to, like, build up to that. So, you guys...
You got it, buddy.
And I know I did. I know I made it seem bigger, and, but it's been awesome, and it's been great, and, like, I'm not gonna cry, bitches. I know everyone's been telling me from the beginning of the podcast, Ray's gonna cry the first second he has to say a single little moment. About anything. No, but like I love this podcast. This is a great podcast. You guys have something so big here. Like, this is me just like being like living in, like, I have lived in LA before, and I'm going back there because like I feel like I need to like prove myself to be bigger than what I am right now. But like, you guys have such a great podcast. I'm not joking. Like, you guys have such a great podcast. They could be way more. Mm-hmm. And it's just like each one of you guys has to like push just a little stronger and just give it like a little push just to make it bigger. And that's all you guys have to do. It's not even that much more movement. You guys have tens of thousands of people listening to you guys. And, like, I've been a part of this. Like, for the last year, I've been a part of it. Like, I have been the guy that people have talked to about. And, like, oh, my God, Ray, you're hilarious. It doesn't matter.
You're great. Good looking.
But the whole podcast is amazing. And everyone has agreed to it. You guys have a huge fucking following. You guys have a huge fucking thing. Just keep pushing forward. Mm-hmm. And, like, honestly, I want to be a part of it. I would have loved to be a part of it. But I can't anymore. Yeah. I just can't. I live in a fucking apartment in fucking Wilcox.
Van Nuys. Yeah.
And no, Wilcox in Hollywood. If anyone listening to the episode right now, I live on Wilcox in Hollywood.
Well, we all know DLG Con 3030 will have actual robot Bobby there.
It's gonna be Bobby was amazing.
We're gonna be on our 5,000.
Bobby was amazing.
Bobby DLG will carry Con. On.
Bobby was probably the person that was there more than anyone else.
Period. Humanoid.
Ray, now that you're not on the podcast, can we count on you buying one of the rooms for...
No, not even funny. That's not even happening. I'm going to sleep with someone that loves me from right now. I'm not paying for that shit, bitch. Shut the fuck up. And it'll probably be gummy.
Mm. It'll be one of our patron
tiers. It'll be one of our classics. If not, fuck it. I'll just cruise over and leave afterwards. I don't give a fuck.
We've got one more question coming in from Shadow Master. What did you do in Chicago while you were there? I'll be missing hearing your voice.
Man. I did a lot of cocaine. I did a lot of cocaine and I did a lot of fun. And really? I actually watched my first...
cocaine in Chicago.
Yeah, obviously, right? I went to this one bar called Sky Bar, and Sky Bar is one of the biggest house, like, DJ. Like, if you have a house DJ, and it's like, Chicago is the number one house.
Was DJ Werconius there?
No. It was, I forgot his name. But, like, it's like, fucking, house is the number one fucking, it's like, Chicago is the number one fucking place for a house. Okay. Period. It's like house started in Chicago. Period. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm drunk. But like house started in Chicago. The moment I went to Chicago, I told Jesse and I was like, yo, bitch, I want to go to a fucking club where we're fucking playing real full house. And he took me to Sky Bar. That's where I went.
Nice.
And that's it.
Yeah. Cool.
It was fun.
Now, you're having a hard time putting your words together.
I'm drunk, bitch.
I think you could use some Gorilla Mind.
I wonder how that would mix with alcohol. What an odd time to mix in an ad, man.
Like, I would still do it, bitch.
I'm putting you on the spot, Bobby. Go.
Gorilla Mind is one of our sponsors. So if you go to our website, dealgaming.net, you can buy some drugs.
Legal drugs.
Yeah.
But they're totally not drugs, legit. Though.
They're cognitive enhancing drugs.
Yeah. They're amazing.
They will get you amped. I use them for the gym. I really like the Rush for that.
Yeah.
I have the lighter stuff.
Yeah.
What's the Smooth?
The Smooth.
So
the Smooth is actually really good. I actually enjoy the Smooth, and I actually use the Smooth to play Call of Duty for like a couple hours. It's really good.
Yeah. If you take a couple of those, that'll get you in the zone if you want to get that extra focus for gaming. Also, if you do that, we get some of that money. So you're helping us out. So if you want to support us, but you also want to get a little something back, this is a good way to do it.
Yep.
So, yeah, check it out, dealgaming.net. Just click on sponsors. It's right there.
Yeah.
All right.
Ray, you're going to leave during the, like, I'm going to send you off.
Well, we'll do
go pee. Go ahead.
Yeah,
we'll talk about what we're playing next week.
Doesn't matter what you're playing next week.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
literally Jesus. Nobody cares.
Kobe.
All right.
That was the best one, G. I tried it with you shoehorning it in there. That was the best one. Kobe. It doesn't matter what you do next week.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to hell.
I don't approve of any of this. All right. Next week, I am going to be playing... I have no idea.
Kobe.
It's a mystery. I'm going to find something to get into next week. I'm going to do my best. I have been kind of lacking in my duties. I did get to play Sundered, and I checked out that LAN party.
Lacking in your duties, dude. You've been doing double duty, dude.
Yeah, but as far as the
banked, so you guys know what's going on. Bobby banked three interview episodes.
Yep.
For the next three Fridays.
Bobby's a hard carry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Carrying the team.
He and Sniper worked on the reboot of the website. He also, he always watches a bunch of movies, but he watched a bunch of movies getting ready for us to do the movies on the DL. I'm probably missing some stuff here, Bobby. What else have you done?
What did I do this week?
Did he hold your child?
Not this week, no, but like in the last month.
Did he at least hold your child this week?
No, I have not, because I was in here fixing the audio, and I didn't get to see her when everyone else was.
He's been getting here early to try to set up call-ins. Think about fucking setting up a call-in. You have to... There's a lot to it, basically.
Because we need you to... figuring out. A lot of technical stuff. A lot of issues that we had to work through, but then also setting up the audios, coming up with the games, getting the answers. So, yeah, I mean, it's a new year and I really want to make an effort of this. So, you know, we're going to give it our best. Yeah. But, with all that going on, I feel like I haven't had as much time to game. And then sometimes I'm just so like exhausted that all I want to do is play like Deep Rock or Killing Floor or TF2 or just something that I just,
what you just touched on. That's my life. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so exhausted at the end of the day, but that I don't want to learn something new. Yeah. I want to
relax. You
don't
want to take a chance on something new. You just want to go to something that you know is going to be great. So I've been doing a lot of that, but I do, you know, I will continue to find at least one new thing every week. And I'm really thinking about going back and just checking out like all these games that I got on Epic now. I got so many in there. And as I was scrolling through them, that's how I ended up on Sundered. I was like, let's give this game a shot. And it turned out really well.
Here's another idea that I had for a bit. So I have 700,000 games because of your library.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to just start it from top to bottom and just work my way down.
Oh,
and just play them for like 5 minutes because that's the time that I have for, you know. You know,
yeah, good luck on that.
The 12 I labors of Hercules.
Like,
there's like 14 of those.
It's like the gamer centipede of Bobby's library, Steam library.
So I think that's
like it could happen.
So yeah,
you can make it happen.
We're replacing Ray with going down the Bobby list. It's going to be way more entertaining.
way more.
Bobby or Ray, you didn't hear the last part.
No, I didn't.
What did you do in Chicago?
No, we did.
Miss hearing your voice, fuck boy. I don't know, but I put that in there. Don't worry.
Yeah,
about
it. I love it. Shadow Master, I love you. You're a great listener. I'm just gonna move on. Keep it simple. I'm not gonna give a whole speech about everything that's been happening.
I really wanted some tears. Today's the day for tears, man.
I know, but I just finished the fucking. I just killed a 12 case of fucking White Claw, bro.
What happened to your whiskey, though?
What's up? And I also drank some whiskey too. What's up? And I'm still good. You guys can give me more drinks.
I would.
What's up? Give me more drinks, bitch.
All right, speaker. All right, G. You want to say anything?
Oh, I will
about
be.
Ray?
Let me say my last. Wait, no.
He insulted your private parts twice this week.
I love private parts.
I know it's not necessarily public, the tiff that we got in, but
which one?
The over the silver plebness stuff.
Oh, that was so good. That was the best one. Gee.
Nonetheless,
you have no clue what great time was.
It's her time.
I'm sorry.
Nonetheless,
so
I am so happy that
you're leaving.
I just snorted.
No, Ray.
I'm so happy you're leaving.
No one's gonna make.
So great.
No one's gonna flatter me as much, wax my asshole as much.
No, because no one here
as much.
No one here on this podcast loves you more than I do.
That's not true.
I love you more than you on this. Yeah. You have no clue. The reason you're on this podcast is because of me. I'm just saying.
No, it's because of Sam.
The moment we met you, I said, get this bitch on the shit.
You didn't even meet me until like you were a guest on the episode.
Because I already knew you were going to be on this.
Advisor. Is that it?
I love you so much.
I don't know if
all
you're
I can say is, Ray, you will be missed, and you'll be back in a month anyways, just like everyone says. I believe all your friends when they say you'll be back in a month.
No one said that.
It's hard to miss. Yeah, everyone's saying that.
Everyone thinks I'm not going to come back.
Everyone's saying that. And when you do come back, you know.
Bobby, do you have anything to say about
crying Bobby?
No. Straight up.
Just know we welcome you.
This is Bobby. No, guys, everyone on the podcast, this is Bobby's words. Straight from the chest, from the heart. This is Bobby has to say something important and cute about Ray.
This is the first time Bobby's ever, Ray's ever told Bobby.
Yeah, you will be missed. I'd like to tell a little story that I think is mildly amusing. Not very, but mildly.
Go for it.
So when we were first discussing having you on as more of a permanent role here, so the text went out.
And, were we in the barbecue?
No, it was before that. And I think the question was asked, or Emilio asked me, so what do you think about having Ray on more permanently? And I said, yeah, I think that's great. We could really use a funny Mexican.
Oh, that's cool. I love it.
It was just kind of at Emilio's expense, but I thought that would be a funny story to tell.
I love
Ray's departure.
I'm cool. You will be.
I'm glad I asked you about that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, will be this way. The thing is, like, I don't feel like I'm leaving, but I am leaving. You know what I mean? It's just like.
No, you're definitely leaving, dude.
No. It's like I'm gone from the cast. I'll be on every time. Like, I'll be, like, in the bottom of our Discord.
But yeah, you'll be around. You'll be in Discord. Yeah, you're going to be in Twitch chat.
But I will never be a moderator, ever. It's just not for me. It's just like...
15 minutes ago, he's like, make me a moderator.
No, fuck that. I'm not going to be a moderator. I really think about it, I'm not going to be a moderator. I'll just be there. I'll hang out with you guys, and I'm going to be there forever. And then I'm never going to leave, ever. Ever.
Sit, Ubu, sit. All right, dude.
All right, go for it.
Hey,
you want to do
close
the
it? Close it. Close it.
How about you close it? Speaking for Emilio.
Speaking for Emilio.
Chi
and Bobby. Ray titties.
Oh. Mm.
I love you guys so much. I'll never forget you guys. Come to LA.
I like you so much too.
And I'll see you guys there.
I like you so much back.
So much.
Did you bring your waxing?
And I didn't cry. I did not cry. Everyone thought I was gonna cry.
You did not.
I tried so hard not to cry. I tried not to cry.
Stoic.
I tried so hard not to cry. Everyone was giving me shit for like a week and a half.
How was that episode, fellas?